early opponent of the Civil War.
Guy's really old.
Even though he was a passionate supporter of the Civil Rights Movement and an early opponent of the Vietnam War, most people still remember him as that guy who made the ice glow on all those Kit Kat clocks. Marinsky requested his body be washed in a solution of salt resins, bombarded with neurons, and then used as an auxiliary power source for space probes. Ooh, is it just me, or is it getting hot in here?
Yeah, a little bit. Once you got a minute or two, or you got like 20 seconds, why don't you blow your nose again?
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, better, right? Gosh.
Yeah.
This has been this week's Morning Remembrance. Until next week, this is Mort Mortensen saying, who's chopping onions?
So did you have an okay weekend, Mort?
Yeah, it's been all right.
You know we're going to get the Supreme Court nomination in a minute. I'm going with Alberto Gonzalez. Riley's going with Harriet Myers. Mm-hmm. Pashman's going with Edith Clement. McDonald says Janice Rogers Brown. Crimmings going with Larry Thompson. Little Goliath is going with Judge Joe Brown, and Kalo's got Judge Reinhold, so we're going to see what happens. You got any picks?
I can't think of anybody else with Judge in their name.
A listener called in and then picked Mike Judge, so maybe that's...
All right, it's 57 past Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Okay, here's the problem. You need to work from home or while you're traveling, but all your important files are on your office computer. So that means you have to copy files onto CDs, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Hi, Al Franken here, and I've got the perfect solution for you. Go to MyPC. It's the best way to remotely access your office computer from anywhere. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer, and your office desktop instantly appears with all your files and software right there. It's amazing. We use GoToMyPC at the Al Franken Show, and we really love it. It's great when we're on the road. We can log on from anywhere to access our station computers. Here's a special offer just for my listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. That's a full month free, but only if you visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in Al. Be sure to click on the microphone and use the promo code Al. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes, I think.
Call PC Answers, the computer tune-up experts, 303-548-1414, or go to pc-answers.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
More time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. There's breaking news at the White House, where President Bush is about to name White House counsel Harriet Myers to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
This is Barry Bagnato in Washington. President Bush once again is turning to a loyal, longtime associate for one of the most powerful positions in America. Myers was his personal lawyer in Texas, the first woman to head the State Bar Association there. She moved to the White House with Mr. Bush, became an assistant and staff secretary, and then deputy chief of staff. When another friend, Alberto Gonzalez, was named attorney general, Myers took his job, White House counsel. She has never been a judge, and Democrats are sure to pounce on the fact that the president is nominating a woman whose views on key issues are largely unknown. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The announcement of President Bush's second Supreme Court nominee comes just an hour before John Roberts will take the bench as the new Chief Justice. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says this could be a controversial pick.
At a time when the president is being criticized by his political opponents for cronyism, for putting his friends in key government positions who are not necessarily competent to do that job, well, Harriet Myers fits into that description, perhaps. I mean, this was President Bush's former attorney. This is someone from Texas, from the State Bar Association there. She certainly knows John Roberts.
President Bush should be speaking shortly at the White House. We'll go to the president as soon as he begins speaking. And, in fact, the president has now started to speak.
The Supreme Court is the guardian of our constitutional freedoms and the protector of our founding promise of equal justice under the law. Over the past 5 years, I've spoken clearly to the American people about the qualities I look for in a Supreme Court justice. A justice must be a person of accomplishment and sound legal judgment. A justice must be a person of fair...
President Bush speaking at the White House. At his right is Harriet Myers, the White House counsel, and the person he has just nominated to be the next Supreme Court justice, replacing the retiring Sandra Day O'Connor. In upstate New York, authorities say the wake from a bigger vessel may have capsized a sightseeing boat with 48 mostly elderly people from Michigan on board, killing 20 and injuring many more.
I never saw a boat that size but be able to turn that way, and it was just I've been on a lake for over 30 years. I never saw anything like that.
They discovered that bacteria, not stress, cause ulcers, making it possible to cure the problem with antibiotics. Now Australians Barry Marshall and Robin Warren have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Marshall says the two were eating fish and chips on Australia's Swan River when the call came.
Dr. Warren and I are surprised and very pleased and excited to be given the news about this.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We're starting off the week with a real nice ride. I-70 moving along fine, both east and westbound. I-25 checks clear southbound for the ride into downtown. C-470, 225, and 6th Avenue are trouble-free at the moment. Now, around town, we look real good on Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. And the Turnpike move along fine, also east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, looking at the forecast, going to be another nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 80s. Right now, we're at 54 degrees. Stop by one of Guyrie's 6 locations for their Hunter Douglas window fashion sale now through October. Guyrie's also offers interior design and color consultation and is the largest Benjamin Moore paint dealer in Colorado. While there, don't forget Guyrie's holiday special on art supplies. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
Love J. Marvin, too. J's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhoads.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and to Randy's show.
Not just your average talk.
I love what you guys are doing.
AM 760.
It's on from morning till night.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In part by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. Congressman Tom DeLay, who had to step down as House Majority Leader last week when he was indicted in Texas for allegedly violating the state election law, says he'll be back.
I think I will go back to be Majority Leader. And at the same time, I'm still a member of Congress. And I'm going to be working on the agenda and doing everything I can to make good things happen.
More after this for Hostway.com. The secret to launching a successful online business starts by answering three important questions. Who will host your website, who will design it, and how will you attract potential customers to it? HostwayBusiness.com provides solutions to these questions by bundling hosting, website design, and marketing tools into one affordable plan. What's more, the folks at HostwayBusiness.com want your business to succeed, and they're giving $10,000 of their own marketing budget to one lucky small business owner. Go to HostwayBusiness.com today for a chance to win $10,000 to advertise your business.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Tom DeLay was required by party rules to relinquish his position as majority leader of the House. An old political rival back home, Ronnie Earle, the district attorney of Travis County, secured a grand jury indictment against him.
This is a frivolous indictment. I'm indicted just for the reason to make me step aside as majority leader.
The indictment charges DeLay with conspiracy to violate the Texas election law because, it says, a political action committee he helped to set up illegally channeled corporate money given to the Republican National Committee to Republican candidates for the Texas legislature. DeLay, on Fox News Sunday, said that once the PAC was set up, he had little to do with it.
As it was going on, nothing. I had nothing to do with the day-to-day operation. It was my idea to form this group. I helped to organize it. But I have other things to do. I stepped away and moved on.
Even though for the time being he's just another ordinary congressman and not majority leader, he is close to Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert, and it's expected he'll continue to be more than ordinarily influential.
The Speaker and I have been leading the House for, 8 years now, doing some pretty amazing things. And it's because we get along together, we think the same. I mean, we are simpatico, if you will.
As to the Texas indictment charging him with conspiracy, DeLay says,
this is politics at its sleaziest, and people will recognize that and see it for what it is.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
You'll experience a lot of scary things this Halloween season, but nothing scarier than driving with worn-out shocks. Fortunately, this month in Napa, when you buy three Napa Reflex, Centitrac, or Gas Grande Fleet shocks or struts, you can get the fourth one free with a mail-in rebate. Plus, all Napa shocks and struts are engineered to be as good or better than the ones that originally came on your car.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
So just as it's ready for me to go on, just as it's time for me to go on, I'm sitting here yawning. What kind of positive sign is that on a Monday morning? Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, sunny today, and a high of around 81. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Mary and I certainly did. We went out to Elbert County. And we're with the Democrats out in Elbert County for their annual milk can dinner, which was not dinner prepared in a milk can, but had a great time. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, was there, and so was Pat Walk, head of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado. And we really just had a good time, and I spoke for about 20 minutes and actually got a couple of laughs out of the audience, so I'm getting better at doing these things. This being the third one that Mary and I have attended. You know, Democrats, too, the great thing about Democrats is they're really nice people. I mean, the people we meet, the people Mary and I have met at all of these things are really, really great people. Really, really nice people. Nice people just to hang out with and have a good time. So we really enjoyed it. All right, George W. Bush has appointed Harriet Myers, or has nominated. I shouldn't say appointed, that's the wrong term. Nominated Harriet Myers, the White House counsel, and was formerly President Bush's personal lawyer in Texas. She first served in the White House as staff secretary and was deputy chief of staff before she was named counsel upon Alberto Gonzalez's transition to attorney general. When he was governor of Texas, Bush once publicly introduced Myers as a pit bull in size six shoes. Born and raised in Dallas, Myers earned her undergraduate degree in mathematics and her law degree from Southern Methodist University. In addition to her legal career, she served on the one term on the Dallas City Council. Myers, 60, broke barriers for women throughout her career. She reportedly was the first woman hired by the prestigious law firm of Locke, Purnell, Boren, and Laney, and Neely, Boren, Laney, Neely, where she became a successful commercial litigator. She also became the first female president of the Dallas Bar Association in 1985 and was the first woman elected president of the Texas Bar Association in 1992. Myers met Bush in 1980. In the 80s, according to published reports, and she was counsel for his 1994 campaign for governor. He appointed her to the chair of the Texas Lottery Commission in 1995. Myers then was president of Locke, Purnell, Rain, and Harrell,
and co-managing partner of Locke, Little, and Sapp before she joined the White House in 2001. In addition, Myers was named one of the top 50 most influential lawyers by the National Lawyer National Law Journal. In 1998, she received numerous other awards from groups including the Dallas Women Lawyers Association, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Dallas Association of Young Lawyers. But she's never been a judge, so she has no paper trail in that area. And she's close to President Bush. Is this another example of Bush naming a crony, quote-unquote, to take a top job? How in the world? I mean, she's going to have to answer more questions than John Roberts, taking Sandra Day O'Connor's seat, which was Sandra Day O'Connor has been that valuable swing vote, because we don't know anything this woman stands for, really. She has no paper trail. None whatsoever. So we'll have to see. But this guy has a habit. Boy, Bush has a habit of appointing those close to him, doesn't he? For all these jobs. Seems like everybody that's in the administration is connected in one way or another. And Harriet Myers is no different than the rest of them. Very, very close to George W. Bush. So is she the hardcore conservative that the right is looking for? Is she the swing vote that a lot of us on the left are looking for? We don't know. Don't have any idea what Myers will turn out to be. Too early to speculate. Now we'll have to see what the hearings bring and how she answers some key questions. And let's hope at least the senators ask some key questions. Like, I would like to know how she stands on Roe versus Wade. I'd like to know how she stands on the issue of assisted suicide and the right to die. And I'd like to know how she stands on the Commerce Clause. So there's a lot of questions there that need answering. But Bush naming Harriet Myers to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. Now we'll get on to the confirmation hearings with Harriet Myers, and maybe we can get out of her what she actually feels about some of these controversial issues. And I wonder how many of you feel like Roe versus Wade is going to get overturned. I wonder how many of you feel like Roberts and Myers, if indeed she's confirmed as an associate judge, I wonder how many of you feel like Roe versus Wade is going to get overturned. You think the president's going to? You think that these nominees will go for it? Do you think that Chief Justice Roberts, along with Harry Myers, should she get in? Do you think they'll tip the court? Just something to consider about on a Monday morning here. 303-713-7600. Did I give out the phone number? I don't think I did that. 303-713-7600. What do you think about this? You think Roe versus Wade is dead? Do you think it's going to be overturned? Or do you think that it will be looked at as being a precedent set in law and not touched? And how many of you out there who are women are worried about this? And I know it's early in the morning to ask this question, but I just wonder how many of you out there are worried about this, about the idea of a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy may be overturned in the Supreme Court. And I wonder how many people who voted for George W. Bush who were swing voters, and particularly how many of them were women, what their reaction would be if Roe v. Wade is overturned and then sent to the states to regulate. Man, what a mess that would be. 303-713-7600. I don't know if I get any calls on this early in the morning, to be honest with you. Because you know what? Most of us don't know anything about where Harriet Myers stands on anything. I don't know where she stands on anything. I have no clue. We'll have to find out. You know, the other part of it is, is this another example of Bush cronyism? This is another a thing. By the way, Myers led the search for Justice O'Connor's replacement. So maybe it was kind of like Dick Cheney. Remember, Dick Cheney was going to find the vice president for Bush the first time around? And then, bingo. He settled on himself because he couldn't find anybody else. 16 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And we'll see if any of you want to call in and to talk about Harriet Myers and about your feelings about Roe versus Wade. And if you think Roe versus Wade is going to be over.
for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
About your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Jim Rehnquist, who wrote about the importance of having judges who are drawn from a wide diversity of professional backgrounds. Justice Rehnquist himself came to the Supreme Court without prior experience on the bench.
6:20, 20 minutes after 6, high today, getting up to 81. Okay, the president names Harriet Myers. She has no experience as a judge, but she has a long legal career, but we don't know what she stands for. And I wonder how many of you think that Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. That if Myers is confirmed, and you team her up with Roberts and the rest of the court, that's it for Roe versus Wade. 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Angie in Arvada. Angie, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, it's Ellen Instead.
Oh, Ellen. Okay, go ahead, Ellen.
Well, I'm not a legal. I'm a legal armchair athlete, I guess. So I can't say if Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Oh, but they're going to do everything they can to try it.
Well, do you think with Myers being appointed, if Myers is appointed, if she wins confirmation,
mm-hmm.
I'm stumbling around here at this early in the hour trying to get the words together here. If she wins confirmation, do you think Roe versus Wade is dead?
Like I said, I don't know if they can kill it, but they'll attempt it. Yeah, I mean, come on, look, two of them, no paper trail. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but that's like their numero uno priority.
I don't think it's being a conspiracy theorist. I think that's what they want to do. They want to shift the Supreme Court to the right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, really it comes down to you are free to do whatever they like. That's what they want to see. I'm really on this topic right now. I have a friend who's dealing with her 15-year-old daughter who, on Friday when she left work in shock, she found out her daughter might be pregnant. My boyfriend's daughter is 11 and a half, and there's teenage pregnancy everywhere. I'm sensitive about it. I'm worried about it. And, you know, people screaming and calling you a murderer because you're pro-choice. Remember that? Was it Friday?
Oh, yeah, that was Friday.
You know, I'm sorry. I just feel like getting into a big argument with this faction. Pro-choice people do more to stop abortion than the right-wing nut jobs do. If you're really pro-life, you would have birth control education everywhere, birth control available, and on and on and on. These people are responsible for more dead fetuses than you and I are. And I'm sick of hearing about them. They were on the corner at the Capitol this weekend. I drove by and I was ready to, like, park illegally and beat some people up. I don't know why. Maybe it's something in the moon or the water, but I'm very upset by this whole frame of mind that we have to overturn Roe v. Wade. Let's just make pregnancy rare. Let's make unplanned, unwanted pregnancies rare, but instead they're going to do everything they can to get right-wing lunatics without paper trails on the bench. And look, if we've got a horrible cabinet, that's sad, but we're going to get rid of them eventually.
Well, yeah, because they've got, what, 3 years left to go? 2 years?
But Supreme Court justices?
No, they're on for a lifetime.
You know, we can't really do anything about that now, can we? And it scares me. It really scares me.
No, there isn't anything you can do. Mm-hmm. All right, Ellen, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, two lines open now, 303-713-7600. Is Roe v. Wade going to end up being dead? Let's go to Angie in Arvada. Angie, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Angie.
I think I share the same sentiments as Ellen. I'm very about the outcome of Roe v. Wade. I think that they have control in the House, and they want to get through their cronies as soon as they can, especially before the 06 election. And I'm really scared. And she comes from a state that now teaches abstinence only in their high schools, and since they switched over to that mentality, they are leading the nation above Mississippi in unwanted teen pregnancies, and I just don't think that's the way to go. I'm very scared, and I look back on why this whole nation was founded, and it was all because the British rule was too much, and people weren't allowed to do the things that they believed in, and we are just going back to that mentality, and we are we're the leading country of the free world, and abortion is going to be illegal, potentially. It scares me.
Does this strike you as being cronyism, Bush appointing this woman naming her?
She has, from what I heard, she has credentials. She's never sat on a bench. She's never been a judge.
But she's close to him.
Oh, absolutely. And she's not a judge, but she's from Texas, so I guess she's good enough for him. She's really close to him, and I think he's going to satisfy a lot of people because she's a female, but we don't know where she stands. She could be out to overturn Roe v. Wade, and that's really scary.
All right, Angie, thank you. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thanks.
Now, why in the world I keep saying he appoints her? No, he's nominated her. She's got to go through a confirmation from the Senate. Just early in the morning here on Monday morning. 25 minutes after 6. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Do you believe that Harriet Myers being nominated to the Supreme Court, even though she has no judicial background, do you think that this means the end of Roe v. Wade? Let me go to Jim and Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Well, good morning. You caught me with a mouthful of food.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm just so upset about the fact that he just continued to, it's cronyism up and down the line with this administration. Whoever this woman is, I don't know her background. It's wonderful that he acknowledged Rehnquist as being saying, well, he was never a judge before either, but I don't know how close he was to the president that appointed him. But yes, I think it's, I'll go along with the conspiracy theorists. This is definitely on the road to as far right as we can push that court. And they, another thing, you know, poor people can't have abortions because they're going to be illegal.
Right.
Rich people are going to send their kids to Canada or someplace else to get the abortions.
Yep.
That's exactly how it's going to work. You're going to have back alley abortions like you used to have in the past, and the poor people are going to suffer the most from it. It's just inexcusable that anybody can expect this president to pick somebody of quality. He picked somebody that he can call up any night he wants, get her into bed with him, and tell her exactly what he's going to want her to do, and she will perform. That's my statement for the day.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
303-713-7600. Christy on Capitol Hill. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm waking up. About this, of course, it's cronyism. I'm truly shocked to find out that we can actually put people on the Supreme Court who haven't been judges before, but I'm learning lots of things with this administration.
You know, the weird thing is, that's, you know, when you and Jim also brought up the cronyism aspect, yeah, it's like he can't go outside of his own circle of friends to find somebody for the Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, we have a nation of judges, good and bad, and could have done a little research there. The thing that I'm curious about, since the 2006 elections are coming up, are we able to fight this that long? Will we be able to fight it through the elections?
No, you won't be able to fight it through the elections. You'll have to beat it back at the confirmation hearings and a full vote in front of the Senate.
So,
and that'll come long before the elections.
That's what I thought. What I hope will be brought up during that time is, you know, if we look at Hurricane Katrina, we can see how truly dangerous this cronyism is. I don't see, and I wondered why this didn't come up with John Roberts. You know, why should we trust any of his appointees whatsoever without extreme scrutiny at this point?
Yeah, you know what, I would agree. I would agree with you wholeheartedly. Although Roberts was not really in Bush's inner circle, but this woman definitely... Definitely is in this guy's inner circle. I mean, he's
Absolutely.
Followed her from Texas to the federal government. Why they do this in this administration, why they go out and get people that are cronies instead of getting them. And I'm not saying she's not the best and the brightest there is. We'll have to see what happens when she goes through the confirmations. Let's hope the Democrats rise to the occasion. But, you know, it's like, man, oh, man. You know, it's like you couldn't find anybody outside your own circle of friends?
Well, he's grown up very sheltered, very purposefully, you know, toward being exactly who he is right now. And in addition to him, you know, I have a friend who I really don't understand at all. He's a very nice person, tries to be a very good person. He voted for Bush because of the abortion and the gay marriage issue. He's an African-American who knew that they were purposely playing certain games with the election to string him along just about these two issues. And I think this is the only place where the Bush administration can actually do anything for that base. But in talking to my friend, I've just realized that it's not about logic for him. It's not about anything but this kind of dogmatic thought he was taught when he was younger, that, you know, his Mississippi religion is the only thing that is right, period, that's it. And so there's a tremendous arrogance that comes with that. And then when you add to that Bush's wealth and the connections, it's pretty mind-blowing. But I don't think any of us can truly understand what it's like to be him or in that circle.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever want to know. Christy, thank you.
No,
appreciate
thanks.
The call.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. All right, four lines open now, 303-713-7600. I particularly want to hear from you if you're a woman. Do you feel that Roe versus Wade is in trouble now with the appointment of Harriet Myers? And there I go again, with Bush nominating Harriet Myers, not appointing her, but nominating her. 303-713-7600, 630 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We do have one problem working in the drive. It's a rollover on the east side. It's westbound I-70 just before the town of Bennett. So it's not really causing too much of a problem, but it is there. Now, if you're coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25, we're loaded up from 104th down to the turnpike. Then it opens up for the ride into downtown and for T-Rex. 225 in good shape with north and southbound and around town. Looking good on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike moved along fine. East and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And check the forecast. Going to be sunny today with highs near 80. Right now, 54 degrees. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway 4. And right now, get a loaded O2 Explorer for just $11.9. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast. And for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. To get your loaded O2 Explorer today for just $11.9. Only at Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
$25 for three rooms in a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. Need your carpets or air ducts cleaned? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet, 303-935. 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. High today around 81. And I'm asking the question with Bush picking Harriet Myers, is it one cronyism? Because Harriet Myers is the White House counsel and formerly President Bush's personal lawyer in Texas. And two, does this make the death knell? Does this sound the death knell for Roe v. Wade? And did I say the word appointed again? I've been saying that all morning, and it's wrong. Nominated, because she's got to go before the Senate, of course, Senate Judiciary Committee, and has to go before the hearings, and then has to be voted on by the full Senate. So he has nominated her. 303-713-7600. Do you believe this is another case of cronyism, where the Bush administration and George W. Bush appoint somebody who's close to him? That all the plum jobs in Washington go to all of his buddies? And also, do you think that this marks the end of Roe v. Wade? That possibly Roe v. Wade with Harriet Myers, if she gets confirmed, and John Roberts, already the Chief Justice, if this means the end, if there are enough votes now to end Roe v. Wade, and, what, and, is, and I specifically, I really would like to hear from you, if you're a woman, would this mean the end of Roe v. Wade? And I know it's a little tough to ask that question this early on because most people, most of you, are probably sitting back saying, who is Harriet Myers? And Harriet Myers was is White House counsel and was formerly President Bush's personal lawyer in Texas. And she first served in the White House as staff secretary and was deputy chief of staff before she was named counsel upon Alberto Gonzalez's transition to attorney general. You might remember that Alberto Gonzalez was rumored as someone who's going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. When he was the governor of Texas, Bush once publicly introduced Myers as a pit bull in size 6 shoes. Myers has she's done a lot of things. She earned her undergraduate degree in mathematics and her law degree from Southern Methodist University. In addition to her legal career, she served one term on the Dallas City Council. Myers, 60, broke barriers for women throughout her career. She reportedly was the first woman hired by the prestigious Dallas law firm of Locke Purnell, Boren Landley and Neely, where she became a successful commercial litigator. She also became the first female president of the Dallas Bar Association in 1985 and was the first woman elected president of the Texas Bar Association in 1992. Myers first met Bush in 1980, according to published reports, and she was his counsel for the 1994 campaign for governor. He appointed her chair of the Texas Lottery Commission in 1995. These are all things that I guess you got a way that, do you think this is the best and the brightest we can get for a Supreme Court nominee? In addition, Myers was named to one of the top 50 most influential lawyers by the National Law Journal. In 1998, she received numerous other awards from groups including the Dallas Women's Lawyers Association, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Dallas Association of Young Lawyers. So there you go. That's who Harriet Myers is. Now, what are her views on Roe versus Wade? None of us know. We don't have any ideas. We'll have to get in front of the hearings. So we'll have to get in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee before we'll find that out, and who knows if they'll ask directly about her. But one of the things I think people are going to point to is they're going to say, okay, here's another example of cronyism where Bush goes and gets somebody who is connected. And they get the nod for the nation's most important court, when perhaps he could have gone out there and he could have found somebody with more judicial experience. And this guy's got a habit of taking and putting his friends into very good positions. And, you know, Turk brings up a great point. Do you have confidence in a Supreme Court nominee who has no judicial record or paper trail? As this woman doesn't. This woman has no judicial record. She's never sat on the bench. So I'd love to hear from you. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. about how you feel about this. And if you're a woman, I really want to hear from you. If you feel that Roe v. Wade is going to get overturned. I don't know how many women we have listening this time of the morning, but I certainly would like to hear from you. Because, you know, after all, in the end, when you get down to it, men can talk about abortion. They can get into it about abortion, but you know what? Men are the ones that are not really affected. The one who is really affected is the woman. The woman's the one who's got to go through it. It's a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy and to keep the government out of her life. Not the man's. Now, the man may have a stake in the decision because it takes two to tango. But in the end, it's the woman who's got to make the decision. And sometimes I feel funny as a male even talking about the question of abortion. So does Roe v. Wade survive? Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. One of the things I would point out is that from a political perspective, if they do want to overchange Roe versus Wade, what better way to do it than to have a woman as the deciding fifth vote?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You know, because then they could always say, well, it was a woman that made the deciding vote. I mean, it can't be that bad if a woman decided to vote against it.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. It would give them cover, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely would. And that's the way they work. You know, that's the kind of stuff they do. And she's definitely a crony. I mean, you know, she's embedded with, you know, the whole Bush family system type of deal. So it's entirely possible. And I think one of the other things people ought to think about is, in regard to John Roberts, is what sense does it make to have somebody become the Chief Justice rather than promoting someone who's already been on the Supreme Court for quite an amount of time? I mean, they only had like seven other ones to choose from, and promote them to the Chief Justice position than to put someone in that position that's had no experience on the court. I mean, that is just, it's beyond me how they do this.
Yeah, that's right. That's what, that struck you as being odd?
Yeah, I just think it doesn't make any kind of sense. Why would you pass over other people that have been serving on the court for a number of years now and would be more than qualified to step into that position, and instead you just bring somebody fresh in from the outside and make them the Chief Justice? It's just, you know, it's another one of those cronyism type things. That's the way people that do business like that do things.
Yeah, it struck me as being a little bit odd too when it happened. Why they didn't pick a judge that was already there? But you know, Roberts was a perfect stealth candidate. Man, he had no record, very little record. He answered very few questions in front of the Senate. And most of the Democrats who voted no, which was not all of them, but the Democrats that did vote no, the one thing that they cited about Roberts was is he didn't answer any questions. Now let's see if Harriet Myers goes up in front of him and pulls the same stunt.
Right. Now, if I'm correct, she's also fairly young, isn't she?
She's in her 60s.
Oh, okay, she's in her 60s. I was going to say, he's so young that, you know, that's another thing to be worried about, is that he's going to be on the court for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, those are just some of the concerns I have. I mean, if I was a woman right now, I'd be scared to death.
She's 60 years of age.
Okay. So that's not too bad.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. If I was a woman in this country right now, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah, me too. All right, thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right, four lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged in here, particularly if you're a woman. Are you scared that Roe v. Wade is headed towards being overturned? 643, 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I realize it's Monday morning. I realize we don't know much about Harriet Myers, but I wonder if you're a woman out there, particularly if you're a woman, I wonder if you feel scared that Roe v. Wade is going to get overturned. And this woman is apparently close to George W. Bush, being his personal lawyer at one time. Is this another example of Bush cronyism in action? And if you were the president, can you honestly say that you would hire or appoint a nominee people close to you or people that you knew? I mean, wouldn't you try to go out and get somebody who, well, you see, we don't know, because you don't know anything about Harriet Myers other than her record. So you can't really say anything accusatory about her, except that she was the president's personal attorney. So is this another case of Bush crony?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
DenverHealth.org. That's DenverHealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Dollars down. And Rockies Auto's great people out there to serve you, too, like Colby and Roger and Spanky and the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and the Mays brothers and the Ali brothers. They got a whole family operation going on out there because they are a family. Just all of the folks out there, Spanky, they're all great people. And at Rockies, they've got Carfax. They'll tell you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. And they got a worry-free protection program, which covers your car for 30 days or 3,000 miles, and that's from United Car Care. And it's 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get on out to Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. Or, you know what, if you don't want to take my word for it, check them out online at Rockies Autos. That's Autos with an S. RockiesAutos.com, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan there as well. Wade is in trouble, and as the nominating of Harriet Myers, you know, it's Monday morning here, okay? Hello, are we on? Of Harriet Myers, if you think that that's cronyism, let's go to, Roy on the Rory on the T-Rex. Rory, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Pretty good, thank you. I don't have a whole lot new to add to the discussion. I just wanted to mention, though, that when Bush received his second presidency, I asked myself, you know, well, how much damage could he possibly do in 4 years? And it's become painfully obvious how much he could do. And I am extremely worried about Roe v. Wade, and I don't think that Myers is going to do anything for the cause, and I don't think that she's going to answer the questions, because the precedent has already been set that you don't have to answer the questions when you're up against the Senate and the Congress to be nominated.
So you think she's going to get up there and do the same thing that John Roberts did, which was be nonspecific and not answer any questions?
Absolutely. The precedent has been set. If you're a crony, you don't have to answer the questions, and you don't have to be perfectly vetted. You can, as long as you're a good friend of the president, you've got the job.
And you think the Democrats will cave, or do you think they'll end up having a threat of a filibuster and perhaps the nuclear option will come up again?
I really, really hope that they filibuster. There's been rumors that they're going to filibuster this time. I hope that they do. And if the nuclear option is chosen, I hope that the American people finally stand up and protest very loudly at the things that are going on in this administration.
All right, Rory. Thank you. Appreciate it. Excellent call. And have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You know, when people ask me how I'm doing, I always go, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. No, I'm not. I'm having a hell of a Monday here. I really am. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Bob. What's up?
Hey, I know that people figure that the litmus test for any Supreme Court justice is going to be whether or not they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. But I think one of the hallmarks of this presidency is that it's going to go down in history as an imperial presidency, where Bush elevated the executive branch much higher in powers than it ever was intended to be by the framers. And my concern is that Bush is trying to appoint folks that will give him a pass, he and his cronies a pass, when they are out of office and subject to prosecution for war crimes and prosecution for some of the other things that they had done and gotten away with.
You know, you're not the first person to raise that argument. I've heard that before.
And my concern is that Harriet Myers or Gonzalez, if either one of them got in, would be a vote to throw that court into disarray to protect Bush and his cronies so that they would not get prosecuted and impeached, or not impeached if they were out of office. But nevertheless, I think that I've seen some of the parodies out there where they show the cover of Time magazine where Bush is going to jail and the rest of the guys are walking the Pope walked, because they've finally been caught and called by the Democrats, who finally get a spine and do something.
Well, I think, you know, Democrats are up there. They're trying to do something. As I always say every day, they're trying to do something, but the problem is they're in the minority. When you're in the minority, it's awful hard to get anything going.
Well,
don't forget the Republicans sat in the minority for, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, but, you know, I think that the Republicans had something going for them that the Democrats can't seem to get their act together on, and that's staying on message. At least the Democrats stayed on message enough that they captured the attention of the silent majority. And I think what's happening is that the people are fed up with the lack of leadership they've got right now. They're looking for an alternate voice, and they're not finding it with the Democrats because they're chasing each other's tail to see who can be Republican light enough and not say anything bad about Bush. They think they feel that if they just let Bush bury himself, they don't have to do anything, and that's not leadership either.
Well, on that part, I can't, you know, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think that the Democratic Party is struggling and trying to find its way. I mean, and it does have a message. It has a message on things like universal health coverage. It has a message on education. It has a message on homeland security. It has a message on jobs. But it's very, very hard to get that message out. You're right about that.
But if you were to ask the common everyday person on the street, what is the Democratic Party's message on any of those things you just said, you're not going to get a consistent answer because nobody knows what it is.
Well, you're right. You know, listen, I agree. I agree. One of the worst things, one of the things the Democratic Party is the worst at is you know, everybody being on message. And one of the great things that the Republican Party and the right wing does is that they have the discipline and the machinery in place to stay on message. But I, you know, and it's funny that you and I should be having this conversation because I just had this conversation Saturday night at that milk can dinner out in Elbert County. I just had the same conversation about that. So we've got to get it together. But you know, our infrastructure and things like that are very, very young. I mean, look how long progressive talk radio has been around. What, only about a year?
Yeah, I think the thing that your callers should listen for and look for is they should start looking at the kind of cases that Harriet Myers prosecuted and which side of the.
I don't know that she's ever prosecuted any cases. You could probably look at the cases with the, you know, that she's litigated as a commercial litigator. You probably could look at the cases that that she's handled. You know, when she was with these prestigious law firms, but she's never. I mean, who knows if she's ever litigated a case and.
I've got to think she's litigated a case, even if she hasn't been a judge at some time, because if she hasn't litigated a case, I don't think she would have won that Dallas or that Texas Lawyer of the Year award, whatever it was.
But well, we'll see if the White House, we'll see if people, if they'll cooperate and let us have a look at any of that stuff.
Well, in this case, it'll be private law firms, and that'll be confidentiality, things like that, that I'll try to pull. The thing that concerns me is that when Bush says she was a pit bull in a size 6, that concerns me because that means that she stands up for the rights of the big guys over the rights of the little guys. And in the Supreme Court, you've got to care about the rights of the little guy. Otherwise, we're lost.
Yeah, I would agree, Bob. Thanks for the call, man. It's been a good one.
All right, bye.
All right, 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you're just getting up and just joining the world, Harriet Myers, Bush's pit bull in size 6 shoes, is his nominee for the Supreme Court to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. She's 60 years of age. She was Bush's personal secretary at one point and has been a member of a number of prestigious law firms in Texas. But the question is this more cronyism on the part of the White House? Now, the really wild theories out there, and some guy called it in and hung up, but the really wild theories out there is that Bush is trying to sway the court so that if he gets in any kind of trouble, either in the rest of his term or after he's out, that if he ever had to appear before the Supreme Court, they would all be people that he's nominated. I mean, that's really a wild theory with the two nominees, but I don't think it holds much water. But the question is, did this guy go and did they really search outside their inner circle, or is this another example where he picks somebody out to be from his inner circle? And if you're a woman, are you scared that Roe versus Wade gets overturned and a woman's right to choose? You know, these cultural issues are things that we all wish would go away and wouldn't dominate the political spectrum, but they do. They do dominate the political spectrum. I mean, if you think that Roe v. Wade, and if you think that gay marriage and those things are not going to be around in 06 when the elections come around, are not going to be around in 08, trust me, cultural conservatives will revive these things once again because they are very divisive and they split people in half. And those of us on the left are going to have to figure out a way to confront this. And we're going to have to figure out a way to get onto this so that it doesn't appear by default that the right wing controls everything. That the right wing has, has the monopoly on God, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm having a hell of a morning here this morning. You know, I'm wide awake, but my brain just doesn't want to click over and function. Also, the special ad groups are got their stuff running on TV, including the ad that runs from some special interest group about how we should get an up or down vote on Harry and Meyer. So they're already trying to get stuff out in front of the public to try to stop Progress for America Voter Fund, which is a right-wing organization. They've already got their ads running on TV on the news networks now to convince people that a filibuster against Harry and Myers, if one should take place, is not a good idea and is not fair. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Iraq here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 6:58, a couple of minutes before 7 o'clock on Monday morning, and it's good to have you along.
CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-341-6658. That's 800-341-6658.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Andy Rose,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Now more progressive.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
For CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
I'm nominating Harriet Ellen Myers to serve as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
President Bush announcing his White House counsel, longtime associate, his choice to succeed Sandra Day O'Connor on the High Court.
Harriet Myers will strictly interpret our Constitution and laws. She will not legislate from the bench.
If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong.
Myers has no judicial experience. The president's former personal attorney also served on the Texas Lottery Commission and the Dallas Council. Mr. Bush once described her as a pit bull in size six shoes. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This is Barry Bagnato live at the Supreme Court, where President Bush's first high court nominee, John Roberts, is about to take the bench as Chief Justice. The president's latest pick, Harriet Myers, is praised by Senate Judiciary Committee Republican Charles Grassley of Iowa.
I think that this would satisfy a lot of Democrats who have been making the point that Sandra Day O'Connor should be succeeded by a woman.
Because Myers has never been a judge, her opinions on key issues are largely unknown. Could help her, says Connecticut law professor David Yeloff.
One of the reasons he picked Harriet Myers is that she's a very difficult target to get your handle on.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor remains here until her replacement is confirmed. Live at the Supreme Court, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
I'm Frank Sedapani. In Lake George, New York, investigators plan to raise the tour boat that capsized yesterday for clues in the accident that killed 20 mostly elderly Michigan sightseers. Many more were injured. Sheriff Larry Cleveland a short time ago said the ship's captain suspects he was swamped by the wake of a bigger vessel passing nearby.
Got into some waves and a wake. He attempted to steer out of it, and in doing so, the boat pitched over and to its side and rolled over.
Two Australians whose work was a blessing to millions of people will share this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine. Barry Marshall and Robin Warren discovered that bacteria cause ulcers. Armed with that knowledge, doctors have been able to treat ulcers with antibiotics. Around New Orleans, this is back-to-school day for some children for the first time since Hurricane Katrina struck. More residents are returning to find their homes in ruins. Angie Tolliger says she's bitter and numb and hurting.
I am stressed out. I just want to sleep. I just want to take some pills and just sleep.
Historic St. Louis Cathedral in the French Quarter held Sunday Mass yesterday for the first time since the hurricane. Evacuation orders have been lifted along the northwestern flank of Los Angeles. The big brush fire that broke out last week still burning, but with cooler weather, fire crews have the flames 85% contained. The three-man crew from a Russian Soyuz capsule docked with the International Space Station overnight. Those new arrivals include the New Jersey scientist Gregory Olson, who paid $20 million for that ride. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
All right, what do we have?
Male patient trying to get a loan for a car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Seen this before. What's his credit score?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan!
All right, I'm going to call it.
How's your financial health? With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit report and credit score. It's the first step to healthy credit.
Doctor, there's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The end wasn't anywhere in sight, but I didn't even think I would have made it this far. There was a song playing on the radio, but I was listening to what my soul was asking for.
What was it?
Pillows, fresher than a wave breaking in the ocean, and linens, purer than my mama's thoughts. It's really close to the interstate, too, you know.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a couple issues on I-70 right now. Westbound have a rollover where that's out east near the town of Bennett. And eastbound I-70 have a wreck approaching I-270. That's tying up the right and center lanes with jams from Federal. And those jams just keep growing, so you want to give yourself plenty of time. Coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25 now loaded up from 104th down to the Turnpike. Then we're a little slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 filling in around Parker Road and around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy. The Turnpike now slow eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And checking the forecast, it's going to be sunny today with highs near 80, right now 54 degrees. Wells Fargo customers save over 32% at over 100 great restaurants like Avo's and Bronze with dining dollar certificates. New selections, details, and order online at wellsfargolink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week in October, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description?
Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today of around 81, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Whew! It's Monday morning. And it looks like it's going to be another great day along the Front Range with a high of 81. The skies are clear blue here in Boulder this morning. And I want to say hello to all the Elbert County Democrats once again. Had a great time Saturday night. Really enjoyed myself. And Mary did too. And as I said earlier, when I said it last hour, you know, you go to this is the third one of these dinners that Mary and I have been to, and every one of them, nothing but nice people. Really a great experience. Let's say hello to Jill Cobe. Jill is from Highlands Ranch. She's this hour's $1,000 name. Jill from Cobe from Highlands Ranch. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. All right. I don't know how much of a Monday morning topic this makes, and because I only noticed it over the weekend, and I don't know if anybody else noticed it over the weekend or not, because my usual thing is I sit down and watch the Sunday talking shows, and also if you just watch the media during the week, it seems to me that what comes out of the media's coverage of Iraq is. We never can get a straight story about what's actually going on there. In other words, there's just never a straight story about it. And this is from the Washington Post. Generals are upbeat on Iraq. Tone of, on TV is brighter than before Congress. The two top U.S. commanders in charge of the Iraq war appearing separately on a total of four network talk shows yesterday on Sunday, amended more sobering statements that they had made to Congress and reporters last week. General George W. Casey, Jr., who oversees U.S. forces in Iraq, and General John P. Abizade, who leads the U.S. Central Command, stressed the military and political process and progress is being made in Iraq. There are peaks and valleys that you go through, but overall the trend is good, Abizade told NBC's Meet the Press. We're certainly very confident. The training of Iraqi security forces is very much on track, Casey told ABC's George Stephanopoulos this week. On Thursday, Casey said the Iraq Armed Forces will not have an independent capability for some time. The day before, he backed away from an earlier prediction that a substantial number of U.S. troops could be withdrawn early next year. Right now, we're in a period of little or greater uncertainty than when I was asked that question back in July and March, he told reporters on Wednesday. Now, you know, we only have one, according to these generals, we only have one Iraqi battalion trained to go out and be able to fight on their own. The rest need our help. And every day and every week we get conflicting stories about what's going on in Iraq. There was an article on the front page of the New York Times yesterday about how middle-class families in Iraq are suffering. That their life is, quote-unquote, withering. The question here is, what is the true, I mean, what's truly going on in Iraq, and when in the hell are we going to get out of there? And you never can get a straight story from this administration. I mean, this goes back to Dick Cheney saying, well, you know, the insurgents are in their last throes. I mean, does anybody really believe that? On Thursday, one of the generals told the U.S. Congress that the number of Iraqi battalions that can fight insurgents without U.S. coalition help had dropped from 3 to 1, meaning about 750 Iraqi troops out of the 200,000 being trained were capable of operating independently, and that the security situation was too uncertain to predict large-scale U.S. troop withdrawals anytime soon. See, we keep getting these, you know, these contradictory statements. Why does this administration just tell us really what's going on? But it's always the same thing. It's always stay the course, and we're making progress. Well, how can you say you're making progress if you know, if you've got three Iraqi battalions and then you only have one that can stand up on its own? I mean, how is that making progress? 303-713-7600. Does anybody else wonder about this and about why we can't get the straight story out of the administration about Iraq and when the heck we're going to get out? And what we need is we need an exit strategy. 1,934 U.S. soldiers have died and at least 14,755 soldiers have been wounded in Iraq. And that's not counting the number of Iraqis that are killed. Suicide car bombers continue to terrorize Shiite civilians. 67% of Americans disapprove of the way Bush is handling the war, and 63% say they want some or all U.S. troops out of Iraq. What's the situation? How do we get out of this mess? Do we just get out? Do we just pull out and leave? And I've been asking you this question now for 7 months. Ever since this show started, I've been asking this question. Do we just pull out and leave? Do we just get out? Do we have a phase withdrawal? Do we set limits for progress and re-examine our role and re-examine what's happening every couple of months? Because it seems to me that the Bush administration's just stay the course argument isn't working. We need an exit strategy. And maybe our troops there are making things worse than they are making them better. And why not draw our troops down in stages? Say, for instance, phase one could occur in 2006 with the drawdown of about 80,000 troops out of Iraq by December 31st, 2006. The 60,000 remaining U.S. troops would spend 2007 focused on top priorities such as training the Iraqi security forces and then tightening Iraqi's borders and tracking down insurgents with small special force units. And the reduced U.S. troop presence would be more effective in rooting out the insurgents and terrorist networks. Phase two of the drawdown would begin in 2007 and would leave behind a much smaller military force just sufficient enough to deal with any major external threats to Iraq. How does that sound like for an idea? A phased withdrawal. So in other words, we wouldn't cut and run, as the critics charge that those of us on the left always believe we should do. We wouldn't cut and run. What we would do is we'd have a phased withdrawal and have us concentrate on the real priorities in Iraq and quit fueling the insurgency by simply being there. Plus, it would show the Iraqis that we don't intend to stay there. All right, your thoughts on Iraq, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I'd love to know what you think about this phased withdrawal, or are you of the mindset that we should just get out immediately? Or maybe you're of the mindset that we should do as the Bush administration has asked, which is stay the course. Remembering that nothing this administration has told us about Iraq is true, and the idea that we get conflicting stories every day about what's going on over there. I mean, does anybody really know what's happening in Iraq? We get different stories at different times. And it's about time this government started to get its act together and started to give us at least some idea of what's really happening over there. And how long do they intend for us to stay? And these are all things that, you know, that one week we get this hint, or 1 month we get this hint that we can have a drawdown of troops. The next month we're told, well, no, we can't. Now we know. First we were told there were three battalions. Now the amount of battalions has dropped to one. We don't really have a true story here as to what's going on. And you and I haven't talked about Iraq in a long, long time. But we've still got men and women over there. We've still got men and women over there dying. 1,934 at last count. And you know the thing that really eats at me? The thing that eats at me is this administration lied about this whole thing. And I suspect that they're continuing to lie. I mean, they told us that oil would pay for this. You know, never mind the weapons of mass destruction argument. They told us that oil would pay for this. No, it hasn't paid for it. We're paying for it. All right, 303-713-7600, four lines open. Let's talk about Iraq and about your feelings about where we are now in this ridiculous, you know, this ridiculous war that we didn't need to be involved in the first place. 716, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, finally. It's even better. So when Superior Carpet Care has a great deal, you know it's worth it. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. You get the same great service, the same quality from the company that I recommend and trust with your money and my money both. I mean, Mary and I had Superior out to the house. It was absolutely great. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and the people care about your home. No matter who you've had used before, no matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet.
Then home energy savings. Call Thermal Advantage today at 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 81, 303-713-7600. We're talking about Iraq and about how we can't seem to get any straight story from the administration about what's going on. And this really struck home this weekend when all of the generals got on all the talking head shows and they were giving a different story than they were in front of Congress earlier last week. About what's going on and how we can't get any kind of a concrete answer as to how we're doing over there. And the only thing we get is about staying the course. 303-713-7600 and your feelings about this and your feelings about the idea of staying the course versus what I think we should do, which is a phased withdrawal versus the idea of just getting out completely. Let's go to Lyle in Greenwood Village. Lyle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Good. Just a couple thoughts about Iraq. I'm not sure that this regime or administration has any intent of pulling out of Iraq, and I think their message shows that in that they're trying to confuse the voters, especially with an upcoming election year.
So you don't think they have any desire at all to leave and that's just rhetoric?
Right. I agree. I think this has been a plan for a long time for certain entities that are now involved with this administration, and that they're intending on staying there. And that maybe our objective isn't to ask them when they're going to withdraw. We need to accept that they're not going to withdraw, but start pushing the facts to them about how they got there in the first place, what they did to the American people.
Well, I don't know, though, man. I don't know if I can accept the idea that they're never going to withdraw.
Well, I think as long as these people are in the leadership position of this country, they're not going to withdraw. And what we have to do is work on exposing them.
Well, you know, the Bush administration is not going to be around forever, as much as it painfully seems like forever. They're not going to be around forever. At some point, they're going to be gone, and somebody else is going to have to inherit the situation. But I would hate to think that this administration would leave us in Iraq through the remainder of its term.
Well, I mean, who's going to follow the Bush administration? I mean, you've already heard rumors about Jeb Bush coming in, and I think these two have become puppets for kind of the people in back. The people, what is that? The Partnership for American Partnership for New Century.
Oh, Project for a New Century.
Correct. Yeah, I think those are the people driving this. And I mean, I saw a thing on the web this week about how that was presented to George Senior. And he rejected it. Yeah, he rejected it kind of based on ethics.
And so did Bill Clinton.
Yeah, so did Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton angered them because of he reduced the military power, and these guys really want to see the military power, or military comes first, as far as a action instead of a last resort. And I think this is just following their course with these people, the Karl Roves and the Dick Cheneys, I feel.
Man, I can't believe we would still. I mean, if they're. I mean, I just can't. I can't envision us still in Iraq at the end of Bush's term. Or am I being naive?
I don't know. That's kind of. I keep going back and forth, and I feel. I feel this is their objective: is to be there and to be in other places, and to use the military to do that.
All right. Thank you, Lyle. I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Got three lines open at 303-713-7600. I can't imagine us still being in Iraq at the end of 2008 into 2009. But one minute, General George W. Casey says one thing, and then another minute he says something else. Remember, George W. Casey, General Casey, told us, well, you know, maybe we can get withdraw 6,000 troops. Or 60,000 troops, I'm sorry. Then he backs away from that. Now he's on television this Sunday, along with Abizaid and the rest, talking about how we're making progress in Iraq. But the Iraqi Italians that are prepared to battalions that are prepared to take over after us, or take the responsibility out of our hands, has dropped from 3 to 1. How is that making progress? And why can't we get a straight answer out of this administration? Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call. Good morning to you.
Sure. Go ahead, man. What do you think?
Hey, I got to be quick because I'm here at the office. But I it's one thing for the administration to lie about what's going on in Iraq and the number of casualties going on, but I got to call you on this one. It's another thing for you to repeat one of their lies as facts.
Well, which lie was that?
That's the 1,900 deaths in Iraq. It's catamount to saying that somebody shoots a missile at a plane and the plane crashes into the ground, that the ground caused everyone to die.
Well, how did the 1,934 people die?
Well, there are more than that are dead. There are, I think there are something like 10,000 I've read on the internet, because the administration is not counting actual deaths when it occurs on one of the hospital ships, or if they're evacuated to Ramstein Air Force Base to be worked on after the original wound was suffered in Iraq.
Well, I also gave the figure of 14,755 soldiers that have been wounded in Iraq. You know, because the figures are precise, it wouldn't make any difference if it was 500, 1,934, 2,000, whatever. It's wrong that this should be going on, and the administration offers us no answer on how to get out.
I understand that, but we Americans, we need to see the true numbers of what is happening over there. And when we say, are we going to be in Iraq in the next 3 years? Yes, we will, until we start reporting the truth and telling everyone that it's not 1,900. And the Bush administration...
Well, it's 1,900 officially listed by the United States government.
And I think that's...
But I don't know. But I don't know if the other figures on the internet are correct or not. I don't know. What internet site did you get the figures from?
Oh, gosh. You'd have to ask me that at the moment. But I can't cite my source on
because
that.
Because there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet, and who knows whether it's true or not.
But the administration does admit that the 1,900 figure are those only who have actually died on Iraqi soil.
Right.
They're not those who are wounded and subsequently die afterwards.
Well, you know, it doesn't say one way or the other. All it says is 1,934.
And one thing, I'm going to change it for a second. I'd just like to ask if there are any veterans of this conflict, this war going on in Iraq, if you could call up and tell some stories about how bad it is, and then hear from some Vietnam vets that it is the same thing going on all over again, that we are repeating history, that Iraq is Arabic for Vietnam, that we're going to be in there, Jay. I'm sorry if you think you're naive. We're going to be in there for a really long time, and it's going to be the focal point of the next election on which candidate will promise to get us out of Iraq, and that's who I'm going to vote for.
Well, there's going to be, obviously, there's got to be somebody who's anti-war that's going to emerge on the Democratic side. Maybe it's Russell Feingold, but so far, right now, there's nobody out there.
We got to get our act together, because we can't go through this for another 8 years.
Listen, we're on the same page there, man.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. All right, Dave, thanks.
You do a great show, man.
All right, appreciate it. All right, 303-713-7600, your feelings about Iraq. And I mean, you keep getting these conflicting stories out of the administration about, well, maybe we could draw down some troops. Well, now we can't. And they keep saying about the political process and that the political process has got to go through. General Abizaid, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, said Iraqi forces were courageously engaged in counterinsurgency operations and are now taking more casualties than U.S. forces. Are they going to be capable of taking over the counterinsurgency leads in the next several months? The answer is yes. But is this what he said, and is this what was being said in front of Congress earlier last week? No. So what is the right answer here? Asked a similar question on CBS yesterday, General Casey said, I think that's entirely possible when asked about, on Thursday, Carl Levin, a Democrat from Michigan, asked Casey whether the Sunni vote against the October 15th referendum on a constitution could possibly lead to worsening political situation rather than a better one. I think that's entirely possible, Senator Casey answered, William Casey. I mean, as we've looked at this, we've looked for the Constitution to be a national compact, and the prescription now is that it's not, particularly among the Sunni. Asked a similar question on CBS yesterday, Abizaid responded, whether or not the Constitution falls in the referendum should not necessarily concern us. What should concern us is whether or not the Sunni Arab community in Iraq participates in the referendum politically and in the upcoming governmental elections. As long as politics is legitimate in Iraq, with all groups participating, whether it's a constitutional referendum or elections for a new government, we'll be just fine. You believe that? All right, it's 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey at 7:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks, Jay. I-70 seems to be the trouble spot this morning. Have a crash westbound near I-270, slash Jam Sala from 225. Then eastbound I-70, have another accident approaching I-270. It's been pushed off to the shoulder, but expect some heavy delays from Federal. Northbound I-25, looking more like a living room at the moment with some kind of furniture sitting on the highway near Auraria Parkway. And southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th into downtown. A crash off to the left shoulder at 20th is adding to those delays. And around town, we're busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Also bunching up eastbound on the Turnpike from Federal over to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs close to 80 right now, 46 degrees. Wells Fargo customers save over 32% at 100 great restaurants like Abel's and Braun's with dining dollar certificates. Use selections, details, and order online at wellsfargolink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-933-0939. 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they'll show you Carfax, which can tell you a lot about the car you're ready to buy. And most dealerships don't even show it to you, or they charge you for it. Rocky's Autos will show it to you absolutely free. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76.
I have 2 points. One, Jay, we're going to be in there a long time. We're going to be in Iraq, and there's 2 points, and maybe you could speak to them. It's kind of like when you have a kid, and they're in the other room, and it gets real quiet, and you go, uh-oh, what is going on? Remember, there was issue here that our government was going to be building bases in Iraq. And now I haven't heard a single word about that, and that scares the holy heck out of me, that if we're truly building bases, why would we ever get out?
Yeah, I've heard that too, but I've never heard anything directly coming from the government about that.
Okay, and the second point I had is, being a Vietnam-era person, never know who's your foe and your friend, and I really think that in the Iraqi armies that the insurgents are infiltrating them, and when the time is right, I think it's going to be bad news.
That's a grisly thought.
I know, it really is, though, but you keep seeing what's going on there. How would you know?
Well, there was a report 2 months ago, maybe, 2.5 months ago, that was in the New York Times, and I believe it was also in the Washington Post, although I'm not sure about this, that there was a report that, and I think CNN had it too, that there was a report that the militants, the insurgents, were infiltrating the Iraqi police force.
Right. And so if you multiply that times all these, quote, battalions, it's a bit of a scary thought, because how would you quality control that, especially when we're the outsider?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
I vacillate. Man, maybe you don't vacillate, but let me throw this at you. I vacillate between wanting a phase withdrawal and then just saying, let's just get up and go and leave.
Well, you know and I know that oil's at the bottom of this, and it always has been. And the bottom line is that it's kind of unique, isn't it, that Iraq was ready to take Saudi Arabia over as the top oil producer, and they haven't produced a barrel during all this conflict. It's so obvious. There's such a roadmap to me. Why would we want to get out? I mean, that's how I feel. It's sad, Jay. It's very sad.
It is. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that frees up the line at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 303-713-phased withdrawal. Let's go to Jake in Boulder. Jake, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jake. How about you?
Good, good. I think the bottom line are, I don't know if the numbers are accurate or not, but I think the bottom line basically is Democrats are losers.
Let's go to Kelly in Inglewood. Kelly, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, I tell you what, you know, I've looked at this more and more each day. My son, he's currently redeployed back to Iraq. And, you know, I've talked to you many times. I'm a retired military guy. And I think more so than anything else, our military action there is in an effort just to prevent an inevitable civil war. I see it, you know, I've seen it in so many other places I've been. And I don't think we're going to do that. You know, the idea of us, you know, what's happening as far as their forces is not uncommon. You know, the strength of military units change all the time because of tactics, equipment, you know, the thing with insurgents. I know they're bound to be moving commanders around all their things. These people are basically warlords in a lot of cases. And, you know, if they don't move them around, that you could wind up with someone that is totally in charge. You don't want to be in charge of a large military unit. And it's, you know, I'm at the time to, you know, cut and run idea myself. And I don't say that simply because my son's there. I just don't think it's something that we can, you know, effectively really make any difference in.
See, I don't think we can make any difference in the whole country. I mean, the Constitution that they've got set up, I mean, enshrines the Sharia law, which sets women back. I mean, I don't, you know, it's like, you know what it is? It's like being stuck in tar.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in it, and the more you move, you can't get out, and the worse it is, the more tangled up you are.
I mean, you know, my son, from his first tour and now the second one, it's city by city. Some place they go, it is open arm, good people. They want our help. They want our influence. They want to change everything. And the next one, it's a run and gun battle. You know, and I mean, we're talking two towns next to each other.
Mm.
You know, when you're crossing Denver into Aurora, you know, I mean, you shouldn't have that, but it happens, and it makes it just, you know, terrible. You know, first rule of any battle is that usually most battle plans are gone about 5 seconds after it starts. It's more like a football game, and everybody's blitzing you. And I just don't. We need to set some, you know, good hard objectives on the strategic side, and then just play it as we go tactically. But I don't see that happening in that way. There's too much direction coming from people who aren't carrying guns in their hands.
You know, maybe this whole idea of cut and run, maybe that's the wrong way to say it. Maybe it's the idea of just withdraw.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they're going to have to run their country. And, you know, if you can give swimming lessons to a child all you want to, but someday they're going to have to jump in the pool and swim themselves.
Well, this administration at some point has got to deal with us honestly and tell us honestly what's going on there instead of having these conflicting stories every other day.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I understand it from the objective of someone who's been in the system that it's not exactly, to me, it's not as conflicting because I know how things really work. But to the novice, that isn't happening, and they need to be at least more expressive of why this thing is. They're going to tell Congress the worst, because if things go bad, they want to say you were told. But they're
how about instead of just telling Congress the worst, which ends up getting in the hands of the American people, you and I, and the rest of us, why not just tell us the way it really is?
Yeah, I think that would be probably more so. You know, they always say, you know, there's this view and there's that view, and the truth usually is somewhere in the middle, and there's no difference in this than there is any other epic thing we cross in our lives. And that's where we really want to be. I think they would find more support if they were just honest and they gave more explicit answers as to why they have these ebb and tides in the Iraqi forces and such, you know. If they said, hey, we're giving them new equipment, this and that, and this is why they're drawn back, because they're requalifying with whatever. Okay, that's
all
an
right.
Understandable point. But if it's because, oh, we're finding insurgents, we're pulling out commanders, or, you know, that's not a good reason. I mean, it's a good reason, but it's a, hey, maybe you should have done a little better looking at the start.
All right, pal, thanks. Great call.
Okay, thank you.
Really appreciate it. 7:42, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. When will we get the real story about what's going on in Iraq? And, you know, using that term cut and run is not the right term. How about withdrawal? Maybe it's time for us just to pick up our chips and go home.
From the mid-100s to more than 1 million. On the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096. Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
And if you got a family, check this out. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. Now, this is a limited-time-only special. It's good only Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. How can you turn that down, that price? All you can eat, $6.99. I mean, it's just the best. So stop by Bojo's. Stop by the Bojo's nearest you. There's Bojo's nearest you in Highlands Ranch at C470 University in Denver. It's at South Colorado Boulevard in Yale.
Information or to register, go to BeTheChangeUSA.org or call 303-233-4345.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Randy. 7:48, 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today of around 81. Clear blue skies here in Boulder. We're talking about the Iraq War and why we can't seem to get the truth out of the administration. 303-713-7600, that the generals say one thing in front of Congress. They say another thing on the talking head shows. And the administration keeps telling us to stay the course. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, this is really getting to be pretty disheartening. I'm beginning to think that we are going to be there for years because I still think it's a matter of control. You know, the administration wants to control the area. But talk about conflicting reports. In the Denver Post last Tuesday, General Casey said the longer we carry the brunt of the counterinsurgency, the longer we carry the brunt. Another general said, this is by a guy, David Ignatius, who writes for the Washington Post, said that it's going to take, the democracy in Iraq is in a very different form and character. That the military commanders have concluded that Iraqis have such strong cultural antibodies to the American presence, the World War II model of occupation irrelevant, and they've sharply lowered expectations for what America can accomplish. So that's from this writer from the Washington Post, according to two generals. And then this, the foreign minister in Saudi Arabia just said Friday's Denver Post, that Iraq is headed toward disintegration and could drag the entire region into war. So it's like, you know, what are we supposed to believe?
Yeah, who's telling the truth here?
Yeah, yeah. And then the International Crisis Group said that if serious flaws in the Constitution can't be fixed, Iraq will likely slide toward full-scale civil war. So it's like, I don't know anymore, Jay. I don't know what to believe. It's like, I just don't know anymore. It's getting real disheartening, and it's like, what can we do, you know, other than look to 2006 and hope that some sane Democrats get in there and turn things around. But I don't know.
But we've got to keep continuing to press this administration to give us the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, but they die. I don't think they know how to tell the truth, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they do either. You know what? I think you're really right. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they would know the truth if it bit them on their half moons.
Exactly, right. Yeah, and I think they want to keep the American public confused. I really do. So, I don't know. We got to just hope for the best and keep hoping and praying Bush doesn't take us to World War III.
Yeah, it's sad that we have to hope and pray for the best. You know, it really is. We should expect the best, and we should have the best, and instead what we've got is we just got contradictory statements every day in the media from generals who can't get their act together, I guess, or either the generals have their acts together, and it's the White House that doesn't have its act together.
Right. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, you read these reports and these articles by valid editorialists, and honestly, I think Cheney and Rumsfeld go to them and they say, hey, here's what we want you to say. We've got to make this look good, and you know, they have to follow. The generals have to, I think, follow what Cheney and Rumsfeld...
Yeah, but you know, they don't, though. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, the generals themselves give conflicting answers.
Well, exactly, right. Right, but then, like you say, they get on the talking head shows and they make everything sound like things are improving, although now there's only one, whatever it's called over there, one rank ready to fight.
One battalion.
One battalion, yeah. So it's the same old stuff from this administration. Keep lying, keep the people confused, and let's just stay in Iraq and try to control the area, so... I don't know.
All right.
We'll see, Jay.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call.
All right. Take care.
All right. That frees up two lines at 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Greg in Colorado Springs.
Hello?
Hey, Greg, you're on.
Oh, hi, thanks. I think the UN is our only way out, and eventually we're going to take it. Turning the whole thing over to the UN and just being a part of it.
You think we can do that after we've alienated the UN like we have?
Well, they're going to be
and also with a guy like John Bolton sitting in there?
Well, John Bolton, we'd have to take Bolton out of it. In other words, we'd give Iraq to the UN and saying that, you know, it's in the world's best interest that we have a stable Iraq. And I think most of the UN's going to appreciate that. But we're freezing everybody out. I mean, we blew the French away. I mean, they were getting major bucks out of Iraq. And, you know, maybe they were getting in for the wrong reason, maybe not. But that's the only way we're going to get credibility. We're not going to have any credibility with the rest of the world until we do something like that, until we relinquish control, basically.
I just see that as being a really hard thing to get the UN involved now after we've sat there and alienated them. We'd almost need a change in the leadership in this country in order to be able to get that done.
Listen, most of the world thinks we're there for oil and money, and there is oil and money there, and that's why it wouldn't be hard to get the UN involved if everybody sees their payoff, but like the payoff we're getting right now. Most of the world, I mean, 51% of the American people may be different, most of the world think we're there for oil and money, period. We have no credibility at all with the rest of the world. We're not. They don't see us there as fighting terrorism or promoting democracy or any of that. They don't buy it. There's a lot of money there. There's a lot of oil there. So yeah, it's in everybody's best interest. But you know, most of the world doesn't believe that we have a vested interest in stability in Iraq, because that means we got to get out.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's very, very true. And it's amazing about that oil that we can't seem to get it out of there. That they're pumping less oil now than they were under Saddam Hussein.
Oh, I don't believe that. I think Halliburton's bringing oil out of that country left and right, big freighters. We don't know it. We don't have anywhere near approaching the truth in, coming out of Iraq. Anytime a newspaper reporter gets off the beaten trail, hell, they're at risk of getting killed or at least undefended.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call, Greg. Have a good day.
Good thing. Bye.
All right. John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning. John, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Ah, good morning, Jay. How are you?
All right. How about you?
Well, Mr. Gloom and Doom here again.
Well, I don't know. I'm being kind of gloomy and doomy, too, though.
Yeah. Well, last week I had a down day. But, I'm really kind of pessimistic about the direction of things, you know, and I complain about the darkness pretty regular, but, you know, I'm still lighting candles, and we all need to. You had once talked a while back on January 17th in the New Yorker. There was an article by Seymour Hirst called The Coming Wars. It's kind of lengthy, but it really explains a lot of the direction that they're going and why. But one thing I wanted to talk about is we have no real true consensus of the body count for the military. I'm pretty convinced of that. Hold on a second. Just a minute. But there was a... The head of a humanitarian organization in Iraq, I think it was last week or the week before, something called Iraqium, had said that through consensus and talking with the population that they determined that approximately 128,000 Iraqis have died already, 55% of which are women and children. And not only is it hidden from us how many soldiers are, but this war has become invisible. And, you know, the only way they can keep on pushing through this is hiding it all away. And I guess what really gets me is, I was sitting this morning watching one of the Good Morning America shows or whatever with my 12-year-old, and they were talking about fashion design or something in Hollywood or something like that. And he said, isn't there a war going on? I mean,
well, with the hurricane coverage, wouldn't you have the same feeling? I mean, Iraq is basically... you know, relegated to like a one-minute update. John, I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay. All right. Coming up next hour here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, gay marriage and how do those of us on the left handle it vis-a-vis the elections, vis-a-vis 06 and 08. We'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio
in a bolder new direction.
For the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Mike Sedapan, a first Monday in October, a new Supreme Court term opens with new Chief Justice John Roberts and a nominee to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Thank you, Mr. President, for this tremendous honor by your nomination.
The President's choice is his one-time personal lawyer, now White House counsel, Harriet Myers. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Knoller.
Though Harriet Myers has never served as a judge, President Bush made the point that she wouldn't be the first to reach the high court from a career outside the judiciary.
Justice Rehnquist himself came to the Supreme Court without prior experience on the bench, as did more than 35 other men, including Byron White,
With Myers at his side, Mr. Bush stressed her conservative judicial philosophy to strictly interpret the law and not legislate from the bench.
Reaction to the nomination, Kim Gandy is with the National Organization for Women.
It would be very dangerous to put an empty shirt on the Supreme Court, or in this case, an empty blouse, someone about which we know nothing.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says Myers deserves a fair hearing.
I hope and trust that we will have a confirmation hearing of Harriet Myers that is dignified, that respects the independence of the judiciary, and that reflects well on the United States Senate.
Investigators in Lake George, New York, are looking for clues that could explain the capsizing of a tour boat that killed 20 mostly elderly Michigan sightseers. CBS's Chris Mavridis has the latest from Lake George.
The sheriff's department has been given at least one explanation from the captain.
He tells us that the boat got into some waves in a wake. He attempted to steer out of it, and in doing so, the boat pitched over and to its side and rolled over.
Warren County Sheriff Larry Cleveland says alcohol was likely not a factor and says the captain's ability is not in question.
He's been piling craft on there, I would guess, for at least 20 years.
Seven of the 28 survivors are still in the hospital. This afternoon, authorities will try to raise the boat from the bottom of the lake. Chris Mavridi, CBS News, Lake George, New York.
Around New Orleans, it's back to school day, first time since Hurricane Katrina.
I miss my friends.
This is my first day of kindergarten.
How come you didn't go back to kindergarten before?
Because we were in the hurricane.
I'm just ready to get back and see all my friends and hang out.
Master storyteller August Wilson is dead. Wilson died yesterday of liver cancer. He was 60. Wilson's play spoke to the black experience. Two trains running dealt with the impact of the civil rights movement and urban renewal on the owner and customers of a diner in Wilson's native Pittsburgh.
Ain't no justice. That's why they got that statue of her and got her blindfolded. If anybody needs to see, she do.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead about 24 points. The NASDAQ Composite is more than 9 points higher. This is CBS News.
Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes to give you the good news that term life prices have fallen to all-time lows. We know because we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. With Life Quotes, you'll never overpay for life insurance. A healthy male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $30 per month. Doubling that to $1 million would cost less than $35 per month. For free quotes, call 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
Tonight on NBC, an all-new surface.
An underwater volcano.
Strange events occurring around the world. Then, a hot new Vegas event. Two shows, Crossing Jordan and Las Vegas together tonight.
Nobody's dead yet.
Yeah, but they might be.
Then, Emmy winner Patricia Arquette in an amazing all-new medium. She'll have to wake up in 19...
Wells Fargo. No matter what stage you're at in life, nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. The next stage.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
14, a real busy morning so far. Crashes everywhere. I-70, the trouble spot. Accidents in both directions near I-270. So westbound jammed from Chambers and eastbound loaded up from Federal on over. Now southbound I-25 running heavy from 104th into downtown. Have a crash off to the left shoulder after 38. That's adding to those delays. And southbound 225 bunching up from Park Road into the tech center. Now around town, crews are busy with a crash on Arapahoe and Commerce and the Turnpike. Bunching up westbound because of a crash near Church Ranch. Also have emergency crews going through disaster training drills. Those will get underway soon, so expect more delays in both directions in that area. Off the highways, have the lights out at Santa Fe and Bowles, so more delays there. Checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 80s right now, 46 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes hit the gridiron this Saturday at 5 p.m. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for CU's homecoming game as the Buffs battle the Texas A&M Aggies.
Stepped away from the linebacker. High steps it into the end zone.
551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, sunny with a high of around 81. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to somebody from People for the American Way about Harriet Myers, who is George W. Bush's pick for the Supreme Court. Right now, though, I want to talk about something that that's frequently used against us as Democrats and used against us those on the left. And it's a cultural issue that the Republicans use very, very well. And there's a story in Massachusetts that a church in Massachusetts seeks to ban on gay marriage. Roman Catholic churches in Massachusetts lead signature drive for a ban on gay marriage. The Reverend Walter Waldron's homily usually earns a smattering of amens, but his latest talk from the pulpit at St. Patrick's Church got him a round of applause. Waldron rallied support Sunday for a petition that calls for the banning of gay marriage in Massachusetts. At the end of the Mass, he held up a copy of the petition and urged parishioners to sign it in a room at the rear of the church. Now, this is not, you know, going to be the only effort to stop this across the country. There are other efforts, but let's look here in Colorado. How would you react if a gay marriage proposal, a gay amendment, was put on the ballot here in Colorado to ban gay marriages? And how would we handle that? What should be the response from those of us on the left? Because they'll use that to divide us from the swing votes. And there's one thing that the right does very, very well is it uses these cultural issues, and it uses them quite well. And so instead of talking about the real things that plague Colorado and the real things that plague the United States, we get stuck off on these gay rights discussions. Which I feel gay rights is very important. And I am definitely not against gay marriage. And I think these gay marriage bans are ridiculous. But we're going to see this come up again, time and time again, because it has worked for the Republicans in the past, and it will work for them in the future, and they'll continue to go ahead and use it. So the question is, how do we dig in and fight this? Former Boston Mayor Raymond Flynn, is one of the petition chief sponsors, said church officials. And church officials say that they have an obligation to speak out on important issues in the civic arena. The marriage petition is not against gays, but for children, according to Boston Mayor Raymond Flynn. We believe that a loving family with a mother and a father is the best environment for children to be brought up in. See, they're going to get into all of these things about the family and about how, you know, it's the same-sex marriage is not a, not a warm, loving relationship to be brought up in. That it's a bad idea, that it's not the best environment for kids to be brought up in. Although I don't know of any kids that have ever been brought up in by same-sex couples. So that's basically my question for this hour. Is your feelings about gay rights and about gay marriage? And what answer you would give somebody if they said to you that, well, you know what, gay marriage is not right. And maybe you think that gay marriage isn't right. Maybe it does bother you. Maybe you don't think it's a good idea. Maybe you agree with those on the right who say that it's not a proper family atmosphere for children to be brought up in a gay marriage. Or just the idea of a man and a man marrying each other, or a woman and a woman marrying each other is not the proper, is not the right thing. And it's not proper. You know, I wonder about why it is that those on the right always want less government. I mean, they really do. That's what they always tell you. Of course, with this administration's track record, you can't really believe that. But, I mean, traditional conservatives and libertarians always want less government. But what happens when it comes to a man and a woman getting married, or even a man and a man and a woman, suddenly we've got to get the state involved in it. And I've never been able to figure that out. Never been able to pin that down, and I've never been able to pin down anybody who's against gay marriage about that. And I've tried. And sometimes they'll do things like drag in the Bible. And where in the New Testament does it talk about gay marriage? Since mostly I hear from fundamental Christians and people on the religious right, not to be confused with the religious mainstream. But where does it talk about that in the New Testament? And if you believe in less government, why are you selectively believing in less government? I mean, that would be another question I would have. You don't want the government to be involved in health care? But you want the government to be involved in a decision of a union between two adults, two consensual adults, two consenting adults? Suddenly you want to be involved in that? How does that work? You don't want judges who legislate from the bench? But if they rule against gay marriage, you're fine with that. Got no problem there. I wonder, how they get around these contradictions. And I feel like, the next person I run into that espouses this, I mean, I'm going to ask them. Well, are you, do you believe in less government? Because, here's the answer you always get. The answer you always get is, well, I mean, anytime you propose anything, like getting 48 million Americans out of the situation of not having any health insurance, which is, a disgusting figure, and the idea that health insurance in this country is the most expensive in the world, just about, and that the Canadians pay far less than we do. And when you start to bring that stuff up, they always talk about, well, it sounds like big government, big spending ideas to me. Hey, nobody spent more money than George W. Bush. He spent more money than Lyndon Johnson. Well, I don't want the government in my life. Well, really, you don't? Then should two men be able to get married without having the government being involved in their life? Should two women be able to get married without having the government involved in their life? Suddenly you want the government involved. You want the government all over this. Where do you draw the line on that? I'd like to ask that question. And here's another question on the subject I've never had answered. How is it what two men or two women want to do? How does that affect you personally? I mean, how does it affect you personally? I could never get an answer for that either. I mean, show me how it affects you. If Sam wants to marry Bob, what do you care? If Joe wants to marry Rachel, what do you care? How does that affect you personally? How's it going to disrupt your quality of life? And I've never gotten a good answer for that either. And I certainly would like one. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll talk about it coming up here. I got to open lines, 303-713-7600. You'll ever visit if you're in the market to get a clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, SUV. Whatever it is you want, they've got it. They've got everything from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Over 500 clean units on the lot and ready for you to check out and test drive. And if you don't believe me, go to Rocky's Autos with an S on the end of Autos, and to go check it out for yourself, rockiesautos.com. You can see the complete inventory online there. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan there, too, at rockiesautos.com. And don't forget about the fact that Rocky's Autos equips every car with worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they also have Carfax, which they'll show you, which gives you all the information about the car you're about ready to buy. Rocky's Autos, with great people working out there like Spanky and the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and the Ali brothers, and the Mays brothers. And they got a real whole family situation going out there. And Jim Monroe, Marilyn's brother. I mean, there are great people working out at Rocky's, and they're there to help you and assist you every inch of the way, from Sherry and Finance all the way down the line to Colby and the Tower of Power. They're there to help you out every inch of the way. Rocky's, Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
For education, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity, see website for licensing.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 819, 19 minutes after 8, sunny with a high of around 81, 303-713-7600. Churches may seek ban on gay marriage in Massachusetts. And what happens if we had one of those, we had a referendum here on gay marriage in the state of Colorado? What do you think would happen? And why it is, and how it is that we can overcome this cultural divide about gays and lesbians deciding to get married. I just don't get it. If you're for less government, why would you want the government involved in people's lives like that? Let's go to Brad in Louisville. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Brad.
Yep. Hey, Jay, good morning. I'm really enjoying your show today.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Well, this is a great topic, and you've kind of opened it up into a lot of things, including states' rights and big spending and whatnot. Trying to focus on the gay marriage aspect of it. I mean, I'm with you on a lot of that as far as, you know, it doesn't affect people negatively. I think what the Boston mayor said, if he had stopped after the first sentence and said that a loving home is the best place to raise a kid, I 100% agree with that. But whether the home is made up of a same-sex couple or not doesn't really determine whether it's loving and whether it's good for the child. You know, you've got countless examples of traditional, you know, heterosexual marriages where somebody's emotionally or physically abusing somebody, so there's no magic about that.
Boy, you're absolutely right about that. There are a lot of heterosexual relationships out there that are like cement mixers when it comes to the family.
And we've got, and to your earlier point about kids being raised by a gay couple, neither my wife or I are gay, but one of our best friend couples is. They have a son that's the same age as our son. They're both in middle school. And we're absolutely comfortable with having their son do an overnight or our son do an overnight at their house. You know, we go to each other's parties. I mean, they've been together about 20 years, and they're as married as anybody I've ever known, and it's a great family. And, you know, to have somebody come along and say, that's not a good family just because, you know, they both happen to be women, that's just ludicrous on the face of it, you know. But a lot of people don't have or don't want the personal experience of that because it's out of their comfort zone. So they don't want to take the trouble to find out, hey, what are these relationships like?
Well, what do we do if we get a gay rights a ballot initiative on the Colorado in this state? I mean, you know, once again, it will divide people by cultural beliefs.
Oh, yeah, I think you're exactly right, because then you get into the nuances, the arguments of a civil union versus a marriage, and a lot of people, to give them their due, see marriage as a religious, not a civil institution. You know, knowing gay people, a lot of them don't feel that way. They view marriage is as much a affirming a label for their relationship as, you know, that's half the reason they want it, along with all the, you know, the things like health insurance and, you know, all the other things that go along with being married. You know, good and bad. If you're really married, it's a lot harder to get a divorce and walk away from a relationship. You maybe have kids. You got to share responsibilities. So there's pluses and minuses. But, you know, you're right. In the Republican mindset, there are no nuances. They love sound bites. They love Rush Limbaugh. They love everything to be black and white, good and evil. And so they don't want to really have to dig into that and say, okay, what are the positive and negative aspects of a marriage? And, you know, maybe a marriage is okay, and, you know, maybe not in my church, but what about from a civil perspective? And so that's exactly, I think you're right, what's going to be used to divide a lot of liberals on this issue. And I would vote the way it sounds probably like you would vote. I would not want a gay marriage ban, because along with a big government aspect and saying, you know, people should be able to determine a lot of that themselves, it doesn't do anything constructive. In no way do I see that it moves society forward in any way to be restrictive like that. You know, allow people.
I agree 100%. You know, I agree. You know what? It's used for political purposes and political purposes only.
Yeah, yeah. So, and the disappointing thing about a church getting involved with that, and whether it's in, you know, Boston or you know, a Catholic church or a Protestant church or, you know, temple or whatever, is the old separation of church and state. You know, is that church willing to give up its tax-exempt status because now they're actually campaigning for specific issues?
Yeah, good point.
I doubt it. So, but yeah. I would definitely vote against the gay marriage ban. You know, if nothing else, based on what you said, it's more big government intrusion, and we don't need to give police excuses to break into people's houses again, you know, like they do in Texas and other places, to, you know, to enforce a law that where two consenting adults, you know, have something going on that they both agreed to and that isn't hurting anyone.
I agree. Thank you, Brad. Sterling call, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Frank in Westminster. Frank, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I think this whole issue is kind of ludicrous, you know? I mean, what happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Gay couples, it doesn't affect me, and it doesn't affect America. I don't understand it, you know? Gay
because
couples
they use it because it works.
Right, right. I mean, gay couples vote. Gay couples pay taxes. You know, and I'm all for small government. I think our government should be focusing their power on other issues like health care, like helping to feed the people who don't have food in South Africa. If two gay people want to get married, you know, so be it. This is America. It shouldn't be a political issue, and it drives me crazy that they use it as a political issue.
Yeah, and it does me, too, and I just wonder how the hell if we have, like, if a gay rights amendment comes up on the ballot here, how the hell are we going to fight our way out of this?
They need the gay community should rally, and we should rally around them and leave the religious side out of it. You know, it's I love thy neighbor as you would love thyself, and not, you know, who are these people to discriminate against a specific culture? I mean, you know, Homer Simpson is a heathen, and Ned Flanders does everything he can to help Homer Simpson.
There you go. Know? Thanks, Frank.
You bet. Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. How are we going to take care of this if it comes out, if it turns out to be a ballot initiative here in Colorado? How will we fight this? Because to me, it just defies logic. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760. Hello, Bradley. Nope. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I don't think there's anything wrong with preserving marriage for what it is between a man and a woman. I think getting out there and allowing marriage to encompass whatever wants to be married, and what if they want to marry their dog? I mean, where does it stop?
Well, I think number one, where it stops is, can you give me one single example ever of anybody who wanted to marry their quote-unquote dog?
Well, I'm just saying it's...
I'm asking you, can you give me one example of any place, anywhere in the continental United States, Alaska and Hawaii, where anybody has planned on marrying their dog?
Okay, well, 80 years ago, give me an example of anybody that was being married that was gay.
But it's not 80 years ago, I'm talking about now.
Yeah, we are talking about now.
And you brought up the point about where does it stop, and I'm asking you, to give me an example to back up what you're saying, that this has ever happened in the United States of America. Has it ever happened?
People leave to their animals. It's a possibility.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of possibilities. There's a possibility that you could go out of your house today and a brick could hit you on the head. There's a possibility that I could fall down a stairway and break both my legs. But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. You know, that's number one. So your argument there is pretty spurious. And number two, how does two gay people getting married affect you personally?
Oh, it doesn't affect me personally.
Well, then why would you care?
I'm saying...
Why would you care if it doesn't affect you personally?
Let me answer you. There's an idea of marriage that's marriage that you need to keep sanctified.
Says who? How does it... You didn't answer my question. How does it affect you personally?
It's the idea. I have no problem.
How does it affect... If two women want to get married, how does that affect you personally? How does it change your life, alter your life for the better or the worse?
It affects us on the idea of what matters and what.
How does it affect you personally? I'm not asking about us. I'm asking about you. In other words, how does it intrude in your life and in your life space?
Well, I have no problem with two gay people. I have no problem with homosexuals or anything else. If they want to do that, that's fine.
In other words, you're for gay marriage then?
I am for gays, I have no problem against that.
Are you for gay marriage?
No, I am not.
Well, why not? How does it affect you personally?
Well, why do they need to have a sacred thing saying that they are married? Why not?
Well, how does it affect you personally if they do? You've never, you know, I'm badgering you to answer this question, and you can't answer it for me. Do you consider yourself to be conservative?
Well, yeah.
Are you for less government?
Yes, I am.
Well, having the government come into somebody's bedroom and have a government being in somebody's life, that's more government, not less. So now you're telling me you're for more government?
No, that's
No, that's more government. That's not less government. That's more government.
Yes, that is more government.
Okay, so then obviously you're not against less government, right?
If I could answer you, I'd get there.
Well, and, you know, I keep waiting for an answer, but you don't answer any of my questions.
I'm coming. All right, here we go. It's big government. We're not talking about laws. We're not talking about...
Yeah, we're talking about big government. We're talking about big government intrusion. In other words, people being denied their rights by government. Government being involved in people's private lives.
We're not talking about rights. There's a huge difference between saying that America should cover everyone's health care and saying that gay marriage should be a law. We're not.
No, there's no difference. There's no difference in that. That's government intervention in people's lives. That's government making decisions for people where the government shouldn't be making any decisions. So you're obviously for bigger government.
It's also government intervention. Somebody getting speeding by a police officer, there has to be some government intervention.
Oh, okay. Then who decides? Then who decides what government intervention?
Well, that's
you. Do you decide? You can't tell me. You can't tell me how gay marriage affects you personally. You've still not answered that question.
I told you how it affects me.
How does it affect you personally?
I already answered this question.
No, you didn't answer the question. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate your time. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at traffic now, progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Tough ride this morning. The turnpike bunches up westbound from Sheridan. That's because of a crash near Church Ranch. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, watch for a crash eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Federal. And then we had an earlier accident westbound I-70 near I-270, so we're still slow from 225. Now, southbound I-25, a little sluggish. Free ride into downtown and through T-Rex and off the highways. Lights are out at Santa Fe and Gold, so expect some delays there. Checking the forecast today, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, we're at 49 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-70 in Havana, U.S. 36 bypass in Greeley, U.S. 287 and 120th, Highway 58 in McIntyre, and U.S. 285 and Federal. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com. It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engle Homes, it's simply better. At Engle Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engle makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engle Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engle Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngleHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engle Homes home buying seminars. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you want more information, 1-866-88-6-FOOT. That's 1-866-88-6-FOOT. Or stop by. They're in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle, and ask them about how they can help you out. And if you're one of those people that likes to run and you're active, boy, you got to have a good pair of shoes. Foot Effects is a place to go. Check them out online at footeffects.com. That's FOOTEFX.com. Or give them a call at 1-866-886-FOOT. Or drop by, which is the best thing to do. 120th and Sheridan, if you want to meet some nice people. 120th and Sheridan.
More about virtual officing, call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, a high of around 81 today. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin with you. We're talking about what would happen if there was a gay marriage amendment up for a vote here in Colorado. They're in Massachusetts. The churches are banding together there, along with the religious conservatives, to try to overturn a Massachusetts law. Massachusetts is the only state that allows gay couples to wed. Vermont and Connecticut recognize civil unions. What would happen if we had it here in Colorado? Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, hello, Jay. I'm thinking that the religious folks in Massachusetts and all around the country and all around the world are just being played by neocons and religious people that are just wanting political power. I mean, when you make your view right and everybody else is wrong with your self-righteousness, you are you're removing all possibilities, and that's what religious people have done for a long time. I was raised in an incredibly religious Christian family, and the possibilities were non-existent that anybody else in my, you know, around me was right about anything. I just feel that in the New Testament, which is what Christians believe in, Jesus doesn't do anything but be accepted of those around him. You know, and that
where in the New Testament does it say that homosexuality is wrong?
It doesn't say that anywhere. In fact, you know, that the sins that are addressed by Jesus in the New Testament, he tells people to be forgive others around those people, to be forgiving of them, and that God is the only person who can cast judgment on those people. So, you know, he who is without sin is allowed to cast the first stone. So, I don't know. I believe that the that the leaders of churches are in a power struggle to keep people in their church, and they're using things that they can easily hype, you know, hatred and everything like that to stir up religious fervor.
Yeah, and then the Republican Party uses it to win elections.
Yeah, and I believe that they're all connected, and these scholars, these religious scholars that are supposedly religious scholars involved in being priests and clergy in churches, you know, those people know better. They know better, and they're doing everything against what they honestly believe. Or, you know, I don't know. Maybe they do believe that stuff, but that's, you know, I don't know what version of the Bible they're reading.
Yeah, you know, well, I maybe somebody can call up and answer my question about where does Jesus say that homosexuality is wrong. Brad, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Ed. How about you?
Okay. Just to follow up on the last caller's point, I thought it was a very good one, that religious leaders who use hate and fear to motivate people to be Christians, you need to be leery of them. And in the Bible, one thing Jesus, the only time Jesus really got pissed off was when he was going to the temple and he saw these people using, you know, the basis of religion then to use people and make money off people and to abuse their religious positions to gain power and money. And that's what's happening today. Those are the people you need to look out for. You know, not gay couples. Gay couples, whether they get marriage rights or not, they're together, just like, you know, some heterosexual couples. But the inequality comes with the legal protections and the legal rights. Back in 92, when we had Amendment 2, the thing that the Focus on the Family did, they kept saying, well, the gay and lesbian couples want special rights. And it's not that at all. It's just that they want equal rights with any other adult.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. And I agree with that 100%.
You know, I think the Archdiocese in Boston is pretty hypocritical here. You know, they have no moral high ground as far as, you know, what happened there was some of the worst child abuse by priests. And the bishop that was there and kept shuffling these child-abusing priests around eventually ended up at the Vatican. He was rewarded. So, you know, they really are pretty hypocritical in talking about what's good for children. And they're trying to say that, well, a gay couple or a lesbian couple do not make good parents. That's just baloney.
Yeah, it is baloney. It's unfounded. It's, you know, it's a lie, actually.
Well, it's based on ignorance and fear, and they're trying to develop some hate here, too. So those are the people that we need to be leery of, and Christians need to take a look at their own religious leaders and see where they're coming from. And I think it's great that if you go to the teachings of Jesus, the direct teachings of Jesus, that's your reference point.
Yeah, I don't think Jesus says anywhere in the New Testament about how homosexuality is wrong, does he?
No. Not that I've found. But he says, love thy neighbor and judge not that you be not judged. He says all sorts of things about tolerance, but he doesn't say anything about hating gays.
And how does that get so warped up by the religious right?
It's like your previous caller said. Religious leaders like to use fear to gain power. Fear and hate to gain power, and with power comes money if that's what they're after. But it's, you know, it's that emotional hook. And the GOP love it, too, because, you know, it's either fear about gays or fear about terrorists, you name it. Anything to make people use their emotions instead of their brains to think with.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. They do use a lot of fear. Ed, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, been a good one. A couple lines open now, 303-713-7600. We're talking about gay marriage. And if we had an amendment on the Colorado ballot, let's say we get one in 06 about gay marriage. How do we fight that as Democrats and liberals? And also your views. on gay marriage at 303-713-7600. They're trying to fight it in Boston. 303-713-7600. I should say they're trying to fight it in Massachusetts. And I've got two lines open. 842, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com. It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683. 1-800-774-1683.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
Who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver be left with. All you have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303.
To improper disposal, call Executive Recycling today for a free quote. 303-791-0808. 303-791-0808.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin with you. Sunny, a high today of around 81. We're talking about what would happen if there would be a gay, an ant. I'm looking for a way to... You know, I've had trouble with this all morning this morning. I mean, this morning I was saying that Bush had appointed Harriet Myers, which is not right. He's nominated Harriet Myers. And I'm looking for a way to phrase this. We had an anti-gay marriage amendment on the ballot, say here in Colorado in 06. Because don't think somebody down there, like in Colorado Springs, like at the Focus of the Family, wouldn't try to pull that. Let's go to Bert in Boulder. Bert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I know it's slightly off topic, but I figured out in light of Pat Robertson's recent comments why they want to put the Ten Commandments on every public building around.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, it's to remind them of what it says, especially the shorter ones, like Thou Shalt Not Kill. They're tough to remember. Unless, of course, it's a Venezuelan leader you don't happen to particularly like.
Exactly.
But those are some exceptions that they certainly love making. It does say in Romans something that's very anti-homosexual, and I unfortunately don't remember it well.
Is it in the New Testament? Is it in the New Testament?
Yeah, Romans in the New Testament. It does not say anything in the Gospels, which are the accountings of what Jesus had said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But what it does say, and the way that I interpreted it when I read it, is that there's a little couple little phrases that Jesus uses. He says, judge not, lest ye be judged. Condemn not, lest ye be condemned. ironed out and pressed, measure for measure, ironed out and pressed for debt. Together, that's how it shall be, or something similar to that. Anyway, the point is that it was never the Christian's job to judge. That was left to God. And you know, it really gripes me when the same people who are supposed to be the most caring, I mean, Jesus talks about helping the poor several times in the Gospels, and yet they tend to focus their energies on things like gay marriage, things like abortion, which end up, in the case of abortion, 7 abortion doctors, actually, we've gotten to call them abortion doctors, it's actually gynecologists, but anyway, you know, we've even changed our vocabulary, and this is the tool that the Republican Party has used to turn those who normally would affiliate themselves with the Democratic Party against us to affiliate themselves with the Republican Party based on a few hot-button issues. And
yep, that's really true.
About 20 years.
And gay marriage is one of them.
Yeah, and I believe, and I don't have any evidence to support this, but I believe that it was an active tool of the Republican Party. That they actually did get together in at least a minimal sense with the religious right and push this to the fore. Because if they wanted to focus on what Jesus taught and stick to that, they would end up siding with the Democrats most of the time because, of course, Jesus' main goal was to breed acceptance, Mary Magdalene and the leper, and the other stories that he, you know, his thing was to breed acceptance, to say, hey, you're no better than these people, and you have no right to judge. And for whatever reasons, a certain faction of the Christians, and it is a certain faction, many Christians still adhere very closely to what Jesus taught, rather than tangenting off into things that, you know, have ended up, and I'm not blaming all of the religious rights for the deaths of the abortion doctors, the gynecologists. But anyway, nevertheless, that's what that kind of energy breeds. And why they aren't focusing their energy on helping and doing things. I mean, if Jesus were here, my guess is he would probably focus on preventing abortion. He would probably
Yeah, I think
say,
so, too.
Well, we have 22 times a higher teenage pregnancy rate than any other first world country. And that's a verifiable statistic. And it's probably a pretty accurate one. And so if we have 22 times what the rest of the world has, then why don't we focus on why that is?
Because we're too busy fighting over other things.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Well, sure, it's just like we have 48 million or 45 million Americans who have no health care.
Yeah, or, you know, at the very least, why don't we focus, why doesn't the religious right focus in the name of Christianity on taking care of the kids once they're, once they're born? Or better yet, like I say, let's focus on prevention. Let's figure out why it is in this country in particular we have that astronomically higher teen pregnancy rate. And the answers, unfortunately, are probably going to offend them, because I believe that the answers lie along the lines of the puritanical views that we have about sex to begin with.
Yeah, probably could be. Bert, thank you, man.
Anyway,
great call.
All right.
Appreciate your time. Let's go to Patricia in Aurora. Patricia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I'm not against gay marriage at all, but I think the Democratic Party should stay out of this fight as long as we're in the minority, because from what I've read and heard on TV, many voters voted against their own self-interest because of gay marriage.
So even though something out there that you would think is wrong, you should shy away from it because it doesn't translate to success at the ballot box?
Yes, and I think we have to look at the big picture once the Democrats are in control.
Suppose Lyndon Johnson had looked at the big picture back in the civil rights era and had decided to stay away from civil rights because he knew that if he got involved in it, that the Democratic Party would suffer years of repercussions in the South.
Well, we did. But,
would you have Lyndon Johnson back away then from
I wouldn't against civil rights. But
well, okay, but aren't we talking about civil liberties here?
I think this gay marriage thing cost us the election.
Well, you know what? I just disagree with you. It may have cost us the election. You know what? It may have cost us the election, but it is wrong. It is wrong to deny gays and lesbians equal rights.
Well,
and when something's wrong, you're supposed to write it. You're not supposed to ignore it.
Well, like I said, you got to look at the big picture.
I do look at the big picture.
It's better to get a Democrat elected and then try to change things.
Yeah, well, you know, Lyndon Johnson would have said the same things. African Americans wouldn't be where they are today. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Barbara in Lakewood. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to start by saying that I am a liberal Democrat, and I have just been listening to the talk about gay marriage, and you had asked about the Bible, and the other gentleman mentioned Romans. The one that they use more than anything else is Leviticus, and that's Old Testament.
Yeah, but you know something? When they use the Old Testament, what they're doing is they're cherry-picking out of the Old Testament, because if they take the Old Testament in its entirety, then, like, do they keep kosher?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in Leviticus, it's an abomination to eat shellfish.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's okay to keep slaves and things like that. And that's what drives me crazy about the religious right, is that they pick and choose which parts of the Bible they want to use and which parts they want to throw out.
And we should challenge them on that.
I absolutely agree. And I think that, just listening to the previous caller, I think it's absolutely vital that we support the civil rights of our gay and lesbian friends. And that I think one of the problems that the Republican Party really pushes about this, and the thing they talk about the most, is about money, you know, because money is one of their very favorite things. And their main concern is that the reason gay people want to get married is not because they love each other, not because they want to have a recognized union or any of those other issues. They're trying to get married because they want health benefits from their spouses at work. They want tax
right.
breaks. They want this, they want that. And I think that, of course they want those things because they're entitled to them. Everybody should be entitled to those things. But I think that for the fight for gay marriage to be successful, what gays and lesbians need to do is focus on the fact that I'm in love with this person and I have a right to be married to this person, and focus more on the spiritual and loving aspects of the relationship, and try to turn them away from the financial, because that's really what people are focusing on, I think.
All right. Hey, what a great call. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. All right. We'll continue. Coming up here at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to somebody from People for the American Way, and we'll talk about Harriet Myers, and then we'll open up the phones, and if you want to continue the conversation about gay marriage, we can do that, or we can get on to anything else you might be interested in. Tomorrow, we plan to talk about referendum C&D with Andrew Romanoff, if we can get him on the program, see how that's going. It's 8:58, a couple of minutes before 9 now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Go today. Help! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. A big day for the Supreme Court. As John Roberts takes his seat as Chief Justice, President Bush reaches into his inner circle for his nominee to succeed the retiring Sandra Day O'Connor, choosing White House counsel Harriet Myers.
If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong and to help ensure that the courts meet their obligations to strictly apply the laws and the Constitution.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Myers is here now, starting her courtesy calls with senators. Texas Republican John Cornyn was quick to praise her.
She is a good person, a consummate professional, and a good nominee.
Democrats were more cautious, but pretty positive, too. Minority Leader Harry Reid said he likes Myers. New York Senator Chuck Schumer of New York put it this way.
My first reaction is a simple one. It could have been a lot worse.
Schumer says confirmation hearings will be important to find out more about her. Those could come by the end of November. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Chief Justice John Roberts, meantime, has taken his place on the highest bench of the highest court.
While the court waits for Justice O'Connor's replacement, the new term has begun on this first Monday in October. It's the first day on the bench for Chief Justice John Roberts.
The new Chief Justice earns his wings immediately. The Oregon assisted suicide case is easily one of the biggest of the term, and it comes at him on his third day on the bench. So no time to ease into the role before the controversy begins.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Before the court's first session, President Bush attended an investiture ceremony here for Roberts. 85-year-old Justice John Paul Stevens wished the 50-year-old Roberts a long tenure. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
Some predictions from Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman as he embarks on a campaign to convince Americans to conserve fuel. Live with the story, CBS's Howard Arenstein.
Americans can expect to see higher energy costs.
That's the main prediction, Chris, and with the weather getting colder, the Department of Energy is asking all of us to do our part to save. Bodman says the savings start at home.
Insulation and caulking to more efficient lighting, to smarter use of our thermostats.
And he says we can save gas by keeping our cars tuned, too, something even the energy secretary admits he doesn't keep up with.
I don't know about you, but at least in my case, I have not paid as much attention to that as we should.
He's hoping the campaign will help bring energy prices down. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
Divers are still searching the waters of Lake George, New York, where a fall foliage tour boat carrying a senior citizens group from Michigan capsized, killing 20 people and leaving 7 hospitalized. Eric Hart was among the rescuers.
We were taking people off the boat. We were afraid of the boat going under, and we were grabbing everybody we could to bring them to other boats.
The tour boat's captain says his vessel had been hit by a wave from a larger boat. This is CBS News.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We're still seeing a couple of issues for the ride this morning. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue slows with a wreck approaching Federal, and watch for a new accident eastbound I-70 at Quebec. That's just been cleared to the shoulder, but still seeing some delays there. If you're headed to Boulder, more delays for you westbound on the turnpike. That's because of a left lane crash near Church Ranch, energy smoke, and lots of emergency crews in the field next to the turnpike. That's a disaster training exercise, so expect that to cause some curiosity slowing. Checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Right now we're at 49 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder. Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted.
Oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think she rocks.
Up front and never shy.
Very Randy.
We need more.
She's got everything.
The Bouncy Baby song on Friday.
She's something else. Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
905, 5 minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 81. 303-713-7600. Well, President Bush has named Harriet Myers to, he has nominated Harriet Myers to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the Supreme Court, and joining us is Elliot Mintzberg. He is Vice President and General Counsel and Legal Director for People for the American Way and People for the American Way Foundation, founded in 1981. People for the American Way is a national organization of 600,000 members and activists committed to advancing the principles of tolerance, free expression, religious liberty, and equal opportunity and constitutional freedoms. And Elliot, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right, what's the take on Harriet Myers? Is she someone who has, well, she's never sat on a bench, she's never been a judge, she doesn't seem to have much of a paper trail. Is this another stealth move by the Bush administration?
Well, it could well be. I mean, we are concerned because he's nominated his personal lawyer and longtime friend for a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court for the pivotal seat occupied by Sandra Day O'Connor, who's been a swing vote on so many issues, whether it's reproductive rights, civil rights, religious liberty, the list goes on and on and on. And I think the choice raises really serious questions about whether he's found a nominee who has both the requisite qualifications and independence for the nation's highest court. He surely knows a lot about her from associating with her for more than 15 years. The Senate and the American people have the right to know what the president knows and to get straight questions answered fully, not, unfortunately, what happened with the last nominee.
Do you think we'll get those answers fully? Do you think the Democrats will rise to the occasion?
Well, it's a very good question, and the really interesting question is whether there might not be some Republicans also interested in exactly the same thing. There are some folks on the far right that aren't very pleased this morning because they thought they were going to get a Scalia-Thomas clone, somebody with a demonstrated record of far-right views on so many of these issues. Myers may be such a person, but neither we nor the right really know. And it may well be that Republican and Democratic senators look at this nominee and say, wait a minute, we really do want to get some straight answers from her before we give her this lifetime seat.
You know, the thing that hit me this morning when it came out early this morning, and I was talking about this on the on the air, can't this guy find anybody but his friends to fill job positions?
Well, it is kind of interesting. I confess that although I didn't predict that it would be Harriet Myers, my thought last week is that the odds were very good it would be somebody from Texas, because when this president particularly feels pushed, he goes back to his friends. He goes back to the people that he knows. And it is, I think, very disconcerting. It's one thing to pick your friends to be your White House counsel or even your attorney general. It's another thing to pick someone of this nature for a lifetime seat on what should be an independent branch of government. And that's the burden that Harriet Myers has, I think, to convince the Senate and the American people that that's what she can truly be.
Now, who on the right do you think, of the Judiciary Committee, who do you think is on the right is likely to press her the most?
Well, that's always a hard question this early. There was an initial statement reportedly by Senator Grassley, who's been a longtime conservative, who's raised issues apparently about the cronyism issue that we're talking about. I think there were statements from some of the folks on the far right of the Judiciary Committee, like Senator Brownback and others, saying, look, for this seat, we really want somebody with a proven record. They don't get that pretty clearly. And I think it'll be very interesting because I expect that the White House will have to do a good deal of work with the Republican Party as well. We've already seen statements from some of the folks on the far right that are most closely associated with the White House.
People like who? Like, can you name some names?
Sure. Leonard Leo, who's on leave with the Federalist Society, Jay Sekulow with Pat Robertson's American Center for Law and Justice, both praising the appointment. But on the other hand, we've also seen folks on the right. There's a fellow by the name of Del Guadio with one of the far right groups who's actually already attacked the nominations. Others that have raised questions. David Frum, a former Bush speechwriter, wrote an interesting piece in the National Review Online, basically saying this. He wrote this before the nomination happened. Don't know what he's going to say this morning, saying this is not the person. She doesn't have, in his view, not mine. I'm talking about a former Bush speechwriter here, said that he didn't think that she had the requisite qualifications and depth of knowledge and experience for this kind of a job.
Yeah, many people brought that up this morning about how do you get on the Supreme Court if you've never sat on the bench.
Well, I guess I don't think that is impossible. I mean, some of our best justices in history have been people that didn't have prior judicial experience. Earl Warren would be my choice, but there have been others too. Whizzer White on the conservative side, Justice Rehnquist had never been a judge before he got appointed. But all these people had something that Harriet Myers did not have. They had careers on their own, not simply as close associates of the White House. Rehnquist was in the Justice Department in a very responsible position at Office of Legal Counsel for 3 or 4 years. Justice White had been Deputy Attorney General. Earl Warren, obviously, had been Governor of California. She, her most recent government positions are 8 months as White House Counsel, and before that, Staff Secretary, the person who makes sure that the paper that's in front of the White House and the President is proper. These are important and responsible positions, to be sure, but they are not what you usually find in someone nominated to the Supreme Court.
Easy confirmation, or is it going to be a battle?
I think we just don't know at this point.
Oh,
and again,
man.
I think that's because there may be concerns from the Republican side of the aisle as well. Certainly senators have gotten to know Harriet Myers in her job as White House counsel, and a lot of them, I think highly of her as a person. But where this fits in terms of her becoming one of the most powerful judges in our country, a lifetime seat with 8 others to resolve issues of constitutional rights, reproductive rights, civil rights, environment, the list goes on and on and on and on, I think we don't know, and it may not really be until the hearings that we have a good idea of what kind of a nomination this will be.
See, I always thought he would pick somebody that would provoke a fight, because that would be to his advantage to take the focus off of Katrina and Iraq.
Well, indeed,
and rally the base.
Well, and there are some people who, exactly for that reason, are suggesting that it indicates a weakness or a perceived weakness in the White House, that he did this, that he picked somebody who he hoped would not cause that kind of grand ideological fight.
Hmm. So he picked somebody, though, with no paper trail.
That's right. I mean, there were tremendous advantages to John Roberts' relative lack of a paper trail. Well, compared to her, John Roberts has written the Encyclopedia Britannica in terms of the amount of paper that he had put out. She has that much less. And I think there may have been people at the White House who said, you know, at this point in the presidency, that's really what we want. But there's no question that there will be disappointment from some on the right who really wanted somebody in the mold of Scalia and Thomas known publicly. Bush may be privately assuring them that she is much the same, and that's why I say the critical thing is for the Senate of the American people to know a good deal of what President Bush knows about his longtime friend and counselor, Harriet Myers.
Just hard to judge what's going to happen here, you know?
I think that's exactly right. I think we just can't predict this one. I think we have to let events unfold to a certain extent. Obviously, a lot of your colleagues will be doing a lot of review and investigation of Ms. Myers, as they should, and her past record, such as it is. She has a lot of paperwork to do. The FBI has to do an investigation. The American Bar Association has to do an investigation. All that leads in 6-7 weeks or so to a Senate hearing, which is in many ways the main event. And I'm not sure that we're going to have a really good idea until that hearing what kind of a nomination fight, if any, this will become.
All right, Elliot. Thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it this morning.
You're very welcome.
That's Elliot Mintzberg, Vice President and General Counsel and Legal Director for People for the American Way. If you want more information on his organization, go to www.pfaw.org or go to www.savethecourt.org. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 45 minutes of open phones, ready to roll now at 303-713-7600. If you want on, you can talk about the Supreme Court. You can talk about anything we've talked about this morning or any introduce any new subjects that may be on your mind. 303-713-7600.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nerve. Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com. It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Out the giant inventory, and you can also pre-qualify for a car loan at Rockies. Rockies has the largest selection of cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. Mary and I have consistently bought from Rockies, and our experience has always been great. And that's due in large part to the people who work there, people like Colby and the Tower of Power and Spanky and Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Jim Monroe and the Mays brothers. They work hard to make sure that you're happy. They work hard to make sure that you get the car you want. And right now, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 to put down on your car. And whatever you're looking for, they got it. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And each vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've also got Carfax, which will show you everything you need to know about the automobile before you make your decision. Rockies Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out. I recommend them highly. They're located...
This is another example of how the fortunately people in power are just promote fuzzy thinking and throwing up trite phrases and silly arguments to distract people instead of, you know, encouraging them to think, you know, really think and argue and giving good arguments and forcing people to really examine the issue thoroughly. I mean, for example, the argument about animals. The simple answer to that is your dog or your donkey or your sheep, whatever, can't give consent to get married. So,
of course.
So no one can marry your sheep because the sheep can't give consent.
There's also no history for that either.
No, I know. And it's a pointless argument, but it throws up. You go, oh, people will be marrying animals. You know, very simple. Legally, they can't get married. You know, that's it. That's not an issue. And then the whole idea of traditional marriage, protecting traditional marriage, and there is no such thing really as traditional marriage. All tradition means is, it's a meaningless phrase. Tradition is just a set of beliefs and customs that are handed down. And that varies widely throughout history and around the world. There is no one, there's no Ward and June Cleaver version of marriage that is it and the only definition of marriage. I mean, in some traditions, marriage is a father has a daughter, and at some age that he decides is appropriate, which can be like 11 years old, he puts out the word into fathers of sons and says, let's make a deal. You know, and that's
right.
The idea of traditional marriage. So if there's so many arguments that people are putting forth that traditional marriage is about this and whatever, one way I think that would really sort of waken people, if they wanted to have a law that forbid gay marriage to protect traditional marriage, then you would have to include in that law provisions that no one can get divorced, that any man or woman who marries...
Well, divorce is, you know, when they start to quote the Bible to you and they start to use religion as a background, but divorce is against the teachings too, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, this would make some very fundamentalist people happy. So they would have to, but that would start to bother a lot of the average person. Like, what do you mean, no divorce? Okay, we're getting into the territory where it might affect me.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So you have to include in any law that forbid gay marriage on the basis that it's, you know, this idea of traditional marriage of man and woman and having children, all that, that they can never get divorced, and that any man and woman who married had to have children. And then if you weren't in a position to have children, then you can't get married. Like if you're an older couple, you know.
Right.
So that's, if that's what traditional marriage is really all about, then any law that forbids gays should include those things. And that would make people think. And that would start to affect, you know, your average person. They go, wait a minute. Hey, how come this is interfering in my life? And nothing would pass. So.
Well, I found it interesting that that guy that was... that I questioned, he couldn't tell me how it affected him personally.
I'm not married, so I thought maybe I was missing something. And I've asked my married friends, and they've said, it doesn't affect me. So I'm waiting for someone to tell me, too.
I mean, in other words, why do you want a law against something if it doesn't affect you personally?
I know.
For the most part. I mean, for instance, you know, you could make the same case about segregation. Well, GJ, you're white, and you're, but that does affect me. Because, you know, I want a diverse society. I don't want a society that I don't want to live in segregated a society with segregated housing patterns. I don't want to live in a society that segregates people by race, gender, creed, or color. I mean, I want a diverse society. The more diverse society becomes, the better off I feel about it.
Well, the only thing I think of again with the gay marriage, like with things like segregation, is that most people. I mean, not most people. Sorry, unfortunately, too many people, I guess, are just. The world is such a scary place. They build this little bubble around them, and whatever they do in their world, they want to be reassured that what they do personally is right, so and feel better about it. And the same argument with the segregation idea was, well, maybe you're poor and you live, you know, in a shack or something, but at least you're white. That's better than being black, you know, so that you feel good about yourself because you're white, you know, and that's what that was all about, you know. It's just, you know, it wasn't like, you know, instead of challenging the system and making the world a better place for everybody, just feel good about, you know, at least you're not black. And I think that's sort of the same appeal it, you know, makes to other people. It's like, well, at least you're not gay, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're following some kind of little tradition that is the right tradition. So that
right.
makes you, you know, feel better about yourself, even if the rest of your life is they're wrong. Other wrong things going on in the world, rather than fighting that, you feel good about that.
Bertha, great call.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm to the gay subject, too.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, and I love that lady's last call. She was absolutely right. The other thing about it is how many times, I mean, it's been centuries of gay people basically being married because they're gay, and they need the shield of, you know, looking respectable. And no one seems to have a problem with that, you know. It's like, well, why is it okay they have to keep everything hidden rather than being able to come out and be what they are?
Yeah, I agree.
Know? And all this does is promote the hate crimes. Oh, we can go out and gay bash because, you know, we're Christians. And
gays are not acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's been since time began, basically, that many high-powered men were gay, but they were married to women and had children, but, you know, they all had miserable lives because basically the wife was miserable. She finds out her husband doesn't really love her. It's just really for looks. And, you know, they don't seem to have a problem with any of that, you know. So it's just kind of irritating. I heard a comedian one time say, well, I think that, you know, the gays should have all the rights that we have. Why can't they just be as miserable in marriage as the rest of us are, you know?
And, yeah, that takes in a lot of people. It sure does.
And, you know, it's just so sad that they're always using these issues. And it's like that guy had no answer for you, no matter how hard he's, well, I'll try to tell you if you'd let me talk. But, you know, he still didn't come up with anything reasonable, you know?
No.
And yet they don't seem to have a problem with polygamy, you know, that those Mormons are doing down in Colorado City and places like that, you know. But yet, boy, two people that love each other and want to get married just so that, you know, they can be together and whatever else the rights come along with that, they have a problem with that. So, you know, I have to say the Republicans got to be the most hateful people. They hate abortionists. They hate gays. They hate immigrants. And they love guns. So, you know, it
yeah.
pretty much tells you what they think. So.
Exactly. Thanks, Pierre.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And the Republicans have also become the party of big spenders. We don't leave that one out. Let's go to Michael in Longmont. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I didn't get to listen to your whole show this morning, so I don't know if anybody's addressed this, so just let me know if they have. But the I agree with most of the callers that have spoken. One thing that I think needs to be addressed that's really important for the Democratic Party is the motivation of the people who take strong stands in this area. And the, you know, in my opinion and others that I've talked with, I think the fear motivation is very big. And Sam Mendes, I think, addressed this perhaps the best in the movie American Beauty, where they showed a person who was afraid of his own sexuality, who you know, then ended up taking a certain course of action. And but you know, predominantly, he was the most outspoken character in the movie against gays. And I think this is a lot bigger than anyone has really paid attention to. And you know, it ties into other things as well. The and obviously, the Republicans are milking this fear to their advantage by sending out photos of two men kissing each other and saying,
right,
this is what you know you're going to get if you vote for Kerry. And so this you know, hypocrisy and the tendency to project people's you know, dark side or any emotions they have that are uncomfortable, I think whatever can be done to promote public awareness of this, I think, is important. Because you know, my impression of that, you know, caller, you know, when you were trying to pinpoint him to answer the question, you know, usually when people are like that, there's some deep emotional thing that they're not conscious of that is motivating their viewpoint. And I think it's a big thing, and I think the Democrats have to you know, understand the psychology better. And then, you know, one other point that I think is, I think we need a candidate that knows the Bible in and out and can, you know, talk any of the Republicans, you know, run around them in circles with it. Because I think if you really obviously know the Bible, there is, you know, so many ridiculous things in it, such as, you know, killing anybody that touches pork flesh on Sunday.
Right, right.
And I think that...
Well, we can't allow them to pick and choose. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, either you follow the New Testament or you follow the Old Testament, and if you want to quote the Old Testament, then you got to follow it completely. You can't just take out of there what you like.
I agree.
And that's what they get away with on a frequent basis.
And I think if we had a candidate that really, I don't think it would take that much work, but if they really knew the Bible, they could call them on that. And I think people are, I think it's a mistake to think that we're going to win elections by appealing to people on intellect alone. I think if that was going to happen, we would have won last year. I think we have to, the candidates need to get into a deeper understanding of what motivates people.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
about getting this done, if you're thinking about getting LASIK done, then you need to talk to the folks at ICON. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today.
It shouldn't be a political issue, and I think that the American people agree with the fact that it shouldn't be a political issue, as noted by some of your other callers, and the fact that some of the liberals and Democrats have sided with Republicans on the issue of gay marriage, whether or not it is a political issue.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and I think that's wrong.
Well, you know, I think it's right, and I'll tell you why. I guess probably the only caller that's disagreed with you in the last hour noted the fact that traditional marriage is between a man and a woman. And you asked him and continue to ask him, you know, how does it affect him on a personal level, you know, whether or not a man is man and a woman, female or a man. And he was unable to articulate himself in a way that was understandable. But, you know, I want to pose this question to you. Your neighbor, or not even your neighbor, a guy named Jack, whom you don't know, a gal named Jill, who you don't know. Jack rapes Jill. Do you think this is right? This is kind of a stupid question, but do you think that's right?
No.
Okay. How does that affect you on a personal level?
It affects me that if it's anywhere in my community or anywhere in my state, it affects my security and my feeling of well-being, because if this guy's allowed to do that, then who's to say that he's not going to do it to others, including my wife?
Okay, that's a good point, but you've added something to my scenario, making that in your community. If not in your community, it doesn't matter where.
Well, you didn't lay that out. You didn't say it wasn't in my community.
Okay, that's what I'm saying right now.
I would say that if it were in somebody else's community, I would say that they would make the same case that anybody who would forcefully sexually assault a woman, it threatens the security of not only my community but the community that it happened in. And if the guy's mobile, then it threatens the security of communities across the United States.
But how does that affect you on a personal level?
I just told you how it did.
No, it doesn't. That's my personal.
Yes, it most certainly does. Yes, it does. It affects my security, and I don't want to have my wife or any other women live in fear.
That's a societal level, Jay.
It's not a societal level. It's also a personal level. I'm sorry, but it isn't. It's a personal level. You didn't. You know, you're adding an addendum to what you originally asked me, and I'm saying that if the guy is mobile and can move around, then it more than well affects me, because how do I know he's not going to come to my community and do the same thing? It affects the security of every community.
Jay, are you gonna let me ask you a question here?
Sure, I'm gonna let you do anything you want to do.
Okay, I appreciate it. I didn't add the addendum, Jay. You did. I didn't say that he was mobile, nor did I say he was immobile.
No, but you didn't tell me it was outside my community either.
Okay, that's okay. So let's just say that it is. Okay, that does not affect you on a personal level. It affects society. Okay.
It affects me on a personal level.
That's not a personal level.
It affects my security and the security of my family and the security of my neighbors and myself.
Okay.
By the way, let me tell you how it does. If rape is allowed to stand in one place, who's to say it wouldn't happen in my community?
I agree 100%, and that leads me into the next scenario. A number of your callers are talking about how. And I hate to even go here, but we're going to. You know, Jesus preached acceptance, and you said, well, if you're going to either take something out of the New Testament or you're going to take something out of the Old Testament, you have to go with it 100%. And that too many on the religious right, or just religious in general, tend to pick and choose things out of the various religious books that they read, whether it be the Bible or Islam or whatever. And I agree with you there. There are a lot of folks who choose to pick and choose, and I don't think that that's right either. However, I will say this regarding Christianity. You know, Jesus did preach acceptance in the sense that all of us are sinners, and that no sin is more of a sin than another, okay? And one of your callers used the example of Mary Magdalene and how he defended her. I agree there, and that's not really an issue to agree or disagree on. It's just a fact. However, just because he defended her by not being stoned, he did not empower her. And too many folks these days are saying, let's take the Episcopalian Church, for example.
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but, I'm beginning to move against the clock here. Where are we going with all of this?
Well, I've been listening for the last hour, and I've noted issues.
Well, I realize you have, time's beginning to run out here.
Okay. Well,
where are you going with this?
Okay, bottom line is this, Jay, that, traditional marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's what people are trying to preserve, okay? And it affects society and each one of us on every bit as personal level as Jack raping Jill in any community, because why not accept that?
The reason I don't accept that is because with Jack, I can surely show direct injury to the parties involved or anybody else who he comes in contact with. Can you show me injury when it comes to gays and lesbians?
Absolutely.
What's the injury?
It's watering down. It's watering down our society.
That's not injury to anybody. That's not injury to anybody. Nice try, my friend. Thank you for the call. Not right now, not ever. Thank you for the call. Giving somebody equal rights.
On Ace Best Buys. Shop your Denver area Ace Hardware store today. Ace, the helpful place. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760,
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love J Marvin.
J Marvin.
Love J Marvin, too. Jay's great.
What
do you want
tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart and people that love you. They tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8300. 343 today, or get more info at G3Denver.com.
Homosexuality, he never talked about it or taught about it, but he did teach about what is the greatest sin, and that's in the 25th chapter of Matthew. And the greatest sin is for people not to care about their fellow human beings.
We're all guilty of that.
Right. And for a Christian to have hate for a homosexual, it would be completely out of character with his teachings. So I pose a question for your listeners to consider, to think about. What if Jesus found one of his brothers was gay? How would he treat them?
I think that's an excellent question.
And if someone wonders about Jesus having siblings, I refer them to Matthew chapter 12, verse 7, where it refers to his mother and brothers. So a popular question is, what would Jesus do? And I say, in the context we're talking about, what would Jesus do if he found one of his brothers was gay?
What do you think the answer would be?
Well, I think he would continue to love him and care about him and understand him.
Because here's what they'll tell me. We don't hate the sinner, we hate the sin.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever had that thrown at you?
I think that people talk about being a homosexual as a choice of lifestyle. And I believe with every fiber of my being that being homosexual is a state of being. It's the way God made the person. That's the way they were born. And they don't one day decide they're going to be gay. In fact, most of them struggle for a period of time because they look at society and they think, well, you know, I'm supposed to find a person of the opposite sex, fall in love, and get married. Well, they have feelings that are different, and it's a struggle. Some of them commit suicide because they want to conform with society so much. But like I say, it's a state of being. It's not a choice of lifestyle. And if people could just come to that one understanding, I think a lot of the problems with acceptance or understanding of homosexuality would go away. That's all I want to say.
You know what? You've said a lot, and I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Been a great call. Let's go to Jeremy in Westminster. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Hey, Jeremy.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to talk about this. My brother is gay for the last caller, and I love him. Adam, if you're out there, I just want to ask you, do you remember who you are, though? It's okay. You know, you're my brother, I love you, but it's not okay to be gay. I just want to say,
why is it not okay to be gay?
Because it's not the way it's meant to be.
How do you know?
And that's what
Where do you get that from?
That's what my God tells me.
Well, that's what your God tells you, but wait a minute. What happens if my God is different than your God?
Well, it's time for you to start.
Yeah, there you were going to do it, weren't you? Goodbye. See ya. Have a nice life. It's over because you were going to start to tell me it's time for me to convert to your God. Convert to this, pal, okay? Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Listen, Jay, I am outraged about this president. He doesn't learn from his mistakes whatsoever. I am furious over the fact that he admitted that Brownie was not in a correct role during FEMA, during Hurricane Katrina. He opposes affirmative action because he feels that the qualified person doesn't get to the university and doesn't get an appropriate job. He didn't learn his lesson, and now he's sticking Harriet Mayer on the court has never been a justice.
And yeah, Harriet Meyer. Well, there have been other people, though, that have been on the court that didn't sit on the bench. The question is, why, with all of the people that there must be out there, why does he go to an insider?
Exactly.
And why does he pick a crony?
Even William Rehnquist's case, there wasn't a failure of government before they got to their position. There wasn't an argument against affirmative action before they got to their position. If you say that the job should go to the best qualified, and you know that the public is starting to get angry about cronyism, why do you still do it?
Because he's got that petulant streak to him that he pulls out all the time.
Must be.
He's got this, you're not going to tell me what to do. He's got this petulant streak. So he goes, with this charge of cronyism all over Time magazine and all over the press. So what does he do? He goes and he picks another crony. I mean, regardless, and I'm sure she's a fine woman, and I'm sure she's got a good record, and we'll see when it comes up for examination. And the reason I say that is because you got to give her the benefit of the doubt. But still, he goes and he picks somebody, a woman who was once his personal lawyer.
Absolutely.
How ludicrous is that?
Exactly, and as you and I both said here, there are many out there that are qualified, and if his argument is, let's get the qualified people where they need to be, and he's got an embarrassment on his hands, not just in the country, but around the world, about government failure due to cronyism, and he plays back into the hand.
He's just got that petulant streak, man. That's what he does. He just has a petulant streak to him. Now, it'll be interesting to see how many people raise the crony issue.
Yes, that's what needs to come up. Hey, Jay, I appreciate it. You have an excellent show. I love it.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, who's next? Nick in Denver? Nick, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, the last caller was interesting. The whole gay marriage thing, I would submit one salient point, and that is that this whole debate about what Jesus said and what's in the New Testament, what's in the Old Testament, is completely irrelevant, all right? The only thing that's relevant is what's in the Constitution, and that all governments at all levels are bound to uphold the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. So to the extent that any government sanctions marriage, it must abide by the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. And it's as simple as that.
I'd love to take that before the Supreme Court, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that time is coming. This was an issue that was not going to get raised until the gay community felt comfortable being out in the open, obviously. Over time, that's evolved into the situation where we have now, where people are comfortable being advocates for people who have been, shunned for so long. And so, yeah, I think it's likely to happen. There's test cases waiting to happen where you've got, the Schwarzenegger veto in California. You've
right.
got the legislation in Massachusetts. It's bound to happen. But really, it comes back to the whole separation of church and state thing. The caller a minute ago who was talking about his God says this, and I would say to that person, grow up, get a life, realize that your God doesn't run the United States of America. We are a secular nation. We are governmentally secular. We are not a religious nation. That is by definition. That is by design. And all these people who want to reinterpret the the original intent of the founders need to read what the founders said. They need to read what Thomas Jefferson wrote.
But you get that whole thing about this being a religious nation. I get that all the time.
Well, it's nonsense in terms of government and the law. I mean, if you read what the founders wrote, if you actually read what they wrote and not what somebody has reinterpreted them to have written. Read what Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Baptists of Danbury, Connecticut in, I think it was 1802 or 3, regarding the wall of separation between church and state. Read up on the founders who were not religious men, and realize that they had it as their intent to make this a secular government, a secular nation, not anti-religious in any way, and in fact, the intent of the separation clause and the establishment clause in the First Amendment is to protect religion.
Right, exactly.
Is to protect religious expression of all types.
Exactly.
So my point that I always like to make is, you know, these people want to talk about, you know, we're a religious nation, we're a Christian nation, all this nonsense. The point I like to make is that these people are in the majority as far as religions in this country, Christianity. If they were in the minority, if the shoe were on the other foot and Christianity was a minority religion, who do you think would be screaming the loudest?
Well, they would.
About separation of church and state.
They would, but I always laugh. I mean, I can't take it seriously when somebody says, like that one caller, starts to bring in his God. I mean, I laugh at that stuff, man, because it's like, you know, what happens if my God is different than your God?
Well, exactly, Jay.
And I mean, so we have to have one arbitrating way to settle this, and the only way to settle it is through the Constitution of the United States.
Exactly. It's the law of the land. And, if you know, obviously a lot of these people don't like the fact that it's the law of the land, that the Bible is not the law of the land. But when the Bible becomes the law of the land, and I promise you that's exactly what some of these people want.
I know
then,
it.
Then we cease to exist as a free nation.
I agree. What a great way to end the show. Thank you so much for this call. Man, it's been great.
All right, Jay.
All right, take care.
Carry on, dude. Love you.
You got it. Bye-bye. Love you, too. Just nothing but great sterling calls this hour, really. Best hour of the whole morning here this morning. With your calls. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about referendum C and D, among other things. So stick around here. And today, by the way, is the last day to register to vote, I believe. So if you haven't registered to vote, get out and do it, because we need your vote to pass C and D. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
The GOP calls him an SOB.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call